What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And it is the Wednesday show. Busy day here at Red Shovel Studios as Elric was recording today with Steve Wilson.
Yeah.
From Channel 7.
Steve looks good for what he's been through.
He looks fantastic. He's lost a ton of weight. Grew a beard. He looks good. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Great show. The Soul of Detroit. When is that out tomorrow?
It should be, yeah. Depends when the notes get done.
Okay. And Elric's going to stop by in a bit. So, tomorrow we've got Nikki.
Nikki Glazer.
Mm-hmm. And Thursday, WATP Carl, who are these podcasts. So, it's another busy week.
Booming.
Man, the show's booming.
Mm-hmm.
We're number 90 on iTunes today.
Hey, all right.
That's the highest we've been since, I think, early December. So, what do you know? Death is good for us.
Jesus.
Honestly, it is. I hate saying that, and I'm not...
Big stories.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the Kobe Bryant thing today, I put on ESPN and they had moved on to another topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, what's going on in the, not the NHL, but whatever it was.
And probably Super Bowl.
Kobe!
It was Super Bowl, you're right. Did you see the Kobe on The Bachelor, by the way?
No.
It's at the end of The Bachelor, they're shooting hoops, and the girl... The Bachelor takes a really bad shot, and she goes, Kobe!
Kobe!
Wait, she took a bad shot? Come on, man.
Well, he could not take a good shot. He is so uncoordinated. I think I would have dumped him if I were her. he was like, couldn't even get it near the basket.
What does he do for a living?
He's a pilot.
Well, shouldn't he be somewhat athletic?
I was surprised, honestly. She made baskets. He didn't.
Kobe!
Is this it right here?
That's it. Yeah, if you back it up a little bit. It was right. I'd just gone past it.
What isn't it?
It's kind of funny.
Does a pilot have to be athletic?
He's got to control that machine. Even though they fly themselves, we've learned.
No, not this.
I want to be a pilot.
This is next week's show.
It's all coming up.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. It's right after this, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to have to take about 10 shots before we hear it, but...
Nice form.
Damn. That girl.
I mean, I was looking at her butt, but nice form.
She is very hot. Oh my God. Got great body.
Terrible form on that shot.
Look at, she made her first two baskets, so watch his shot.
From her chest.
Look at his shot.
Kobe!
I'm really killing it right now.
Brick City.
Oh.
Kobe!
Airball.
We need to go to football here. I need to redeem myself.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, you're not going to redeem yourself.
Kobe!
That was so bad.
Yeah, it was. I'm actually embarrassed.
Good, she should be, honey.
She's embarrassed for him.
We're
okay, it's the next shot, I think.
Kobe!
Oh, she said it.
She said it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Did it go in?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want to get the drop off there, I thought it was kind of cool because that was shot a long time ago. Kobe!
Do you think they put it in and that's for the death of Kobe?
Maybe.
Cedar Point?
Yeah, they went to see.
They did?
They tell the group of girls, hey, and guess where the Bachelor is? We're going to Cleveland!
Really?
Like, Cleveland? And they all acted excited for some reason.
Look at the closed caption for it, too.
Did they go to...
Go pee!
Go pee.
Go pee.
How cute is that?
God.
Kobe!
She's a little hottie.
America.
They went to Cedar Point, and... They also, there was a concert, and I think it was some country guy singing, and he's all making out with her in front of the stage. I mean, it's really dumb. It's like everybody else is watching with their phones recording, and here's this couple making out in front of the stage.
You can't date now. You can't. How do you even make a move in this climate?
And turns out, she used to date the singer.
What?
He's her most recent ex-boyfriend.
What?
Yeah, and he's really pissed, too, because I guess he didn't realize... He was going to be on The Bachelor.
What a twist.
Do you think the producers knew?
Oh, yeah, I think maybe.
Anybody else feel like making out?
Anyway, they go back to eat dinner, and she's like, well, there's something I have to explain. I was so embarrassed today. And then she says, yeah, I used to date singer. He's like, wait, the guy I was talking to? Yeah. And then she just starts bawling and, like, runs away.
Why? She's not dating him now. Just because she had his dick in her mouth.
Got it on.
It was so stupid, but this has got to be It's like the Dramatchler. It's the most dramatic bachelor ever.
I thought the singer of the band was pretty cool about it, though.
Hey, couldn't help notice you guys Frenching over here. I love it. You know, glad you guys are enjoying each other's mouths.
I thought he was cool. I thought he was okay. Our friends and studio sponsors at Zotford and Holly and Deals in the D, proud to be the first and longest running sponsor of the Drew and Mike podcast. And they want to remind you, go visit our friend Jim Bentley, who will be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, he's filling in for Brandon. No, Thursday, right?
Oh, Thursday. That's right. Okay. Friday's show. Yeah, Jim will be on Friday's show. So a couple days. But meanwhile, he is moving wheels and he kind of needs a slump buster.
Ooh.
He was training, and so he's, you know, he's just really starting, and man, we need some people to go in there.
He's a good guy.
Go see Bentley. Yeah, you'll have fun with Bentley. He can take you through his Twitter trolling. Call Bentley or Anthony Ketchum on the magic number, 248-215-5151. Of course, they got the 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4s under $100 a month, or the Detroit favorite SUV, the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, as low as $112 a month, finally during the Winter Wonderland event. Zot Ford, pick a time to grab your sweet new wheels from Zot Ford and ask for Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
Please ask for Bentley.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, they've had some people in there too who I don't think they really are totally up on Bentley being there. They just think, well, I should go to Zot Ford, but that's okay. I mean, if you go, you go.
Yeah.
Bentley is a friend we're all lucky to know.
There's a Bentley.
Yeah. Well, it's about a dog, someone else's dog.
Oh, okay.
Same difference. Did you see the other Kobe news?
There's so much Kobe news. You could say 20 things right now.
We're getting to the part of the story now where all the, you know, outside stuff that really has nothing to do with it is popping up. Like the 300,000 people that have signed a petition to replace the NBA's logo because Kobe just died, to replace it with Kobe.
But Kobe won't know that.
Exactly. But his daughters will. Well,
okay. You know, I kind of feel like, you know what?
Why didn't this petition happen when he was alive?
Being dead
doesn't make him a better player.
There's no explaining why certain people touch so many people the way Kobe did. It just, you know, I just feel like
that's
you got to roll with it. Yeah. And today somebody told me I was getting a little high-horsed about, you know, some of the people who were ripping Kobe right after he died.
Yeah.
And suggesting that I'd done the same to Michael Jackson.
You have had a big fucking head lately.
Actually, I wasn't on the air when Michael Jackson died. And I was trying to think back to, not that we didn't make fun of Michael Jackson again, but comparing Michael Jackson and Kobe, is that really fair?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Plus, once again, we talked about this before where Jackson, you know, kind of his own doing in a way.
Well,
the overdose. I mean, he was an addict,
absolutely,
but wasn't going to get any help. But Kobe is just it's an accident,
and
man.
I started going back to Diana, JFK Jr., you know, some of the big deaths. And honestly, like Diana and JFK Jr., there was so much news around that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was really a bashing out of the gate.
The news first.
And, you know, the Washington Post writer,
I was outraged.
The more I read about her, the more I feel that she's making it all about her.
Yes, she is.
Because she's a, and, quote unquote, survivor. He's dead.
Yeah.
Nine people are dead. You're alive. I know you're a survivor.
I'd rather be a survivor than dead.
I would, too. And plus, she didn't survive Kobe.
And
there's this other little thing, too, where the guy who she says assaulted her has lost his job, and he claims he didn't do anything, and he's fucked for life, basically.
When did he lose the job? Recently?
I think it was a couple years ago.
Oh, it was years ago.
I think he's a writer, too, like 2 years ago. So I...
But as... I'm
not real fond of the way she handled things, and plus refusing to delete the thing and then saying, I'm being threatened, and all these people at the Washington Post are saying, the paper should be getting her security, and because people are giving her death threats. Wait, don't you realize... You report on people all the time who get hit by this shit.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's one of your writers like, oh, my God.
So, but as we were, or at least I was wishing that she wasn't suspended because of the tweet, but the other stuff, they have come forth to say, look, she's suspended because she violated, you know, she wasn't listening to a managing editor's instructions to take down the tweets. It was a violation of a directive from a managing editor.
I think it was dumb.
Because she wouldn't delete the tweets.
Honestly, I think it was in bad form to put that tweet out. This is a half an hour after he died. The minute she found out,
can agree on
that's
that.
The first thing you do. I think that's stupid. I don't know why the Washington Post would want their writers doing stupid things.
To that point, they also said her behavior on social media is making it harder for others to do their work as Washington Post journalists. Because she's tweeting outside of her beat. I don't know if I agree with that, but
well, if all the attention is on this person who put this tweet out,
Was it really harder for all the Washington Post journalists to do their work?
I think it takes attention away from what they're doing.
Oh no, it does. Does it really?
I don't think the paper wants that.
Well,
I don't know.
Then don't let your people tweet at all.
I'm not one of these people who just wants her fired and never employed again, but suspended. I don't know. I think if she wants to recover from it, I'm sure she can. But this business that it's all about me, I'm a survivor, and I'm hurt because he died. And by the way, people weren't even kissing his ass by then. He had just died. Yeah. And I'm not comfortable. I mean, these things are never handled perfectly.
No.
But honestly.
And not every person's perfect either. Everybody's got something in their background.
We all know.
I mean, not a rape, but.
Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant, by the way, if she feels that he's being over-celebrated, first of all, he's not here to celebrate it. And second of all, if you don't think that by being Kobe Bryant, he suffered more than most people would ever suffer for what happened, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
It was national news for months and months, and it's on him to this day.
Kobe!
Did you know that Kobe Bryant...
I love that drop.
...and his wife Vanessa had a deal that they would never fly in the helicopter together?
Oh, because then the kids would lose both.
Just like your former boss.
My program director and general manager.
See, they were onto something. I'm sure Vanessa's very happy to this day about that.
Okay. What? Well, maybe you and Julie should have the same policy.
Sure.
There's a lot of things about that. There's a picture now of the explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, like right after it.
There's a video of... The helicopter circling
over LA,
and you know it's. I don't really know how much more they need to tell us about this. Nobody would have flown in that shit. Everybody who seems to know anything about this says, "I don't know why you would go out in that." The police didn't go out in it.
Yeah, but that chopper pilot was, I guess, rated to do so, and apparently wanted to.
Those Sikorskys, according to, I saw this on TMZ, and then I read it too, and I haven't read it a lot, but I've seen it a couple places. They said, that helicopter usually has a co-pilot.
Oh, really?
No co-pilot.
Well, Kobe.
And as far as the visual flight rules, the instrument flight rules would have probably been safer, but it takes a lot longer.
Yeah.
To get places, more things to follow.
And you're incorrect, Mark, because Kobe had a favorite seat, and he would not have been the co-pilot in his favorite seat. We learned that today, too. Yes.
Okay, where in the chopper was his favorite seat?
Right behind the pilot.
Oh, so he can pretend he's the pilot.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
So you can lean over shoulder and tell him what to do.
Pretend that I'm flying it. Go down about 1,000 feet. Turn left, turn right. Yeah, what if he's... Oh, boy.
I know.
This is a dread.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
So remember the Kylie Jenner aspect of this whole story?
Yeah, I was just about to get into there's
the
another stupid development with that. But Black China is angry at Kylie Jenner for taking Dream in a helicopter without telling her. So it could have been Dream, and Black China could have been Vanessa.
China has become aware that Kylie Jenner is using the tragic deaths of Kobe Bryant, his beautiful daughter, and seven other precious souls to profess her distress that she and Dream had ridden on the same helicopter with the same pilot prior to Sunday's horrific crash.
Like that could have been me.
What Kylie failed to disclose was that China never gave Kylie permission to take
her
precious daughter Dream on a helicopter ride, and that China never would have given Kylie that permission.
Well, Rob did. Rob was on the chopper. Her father was.
I just love that very cynical setup of. Well,
yeah, but I heard that Dream kind of was basically talking her into letting her do it, even though she didn't have that permission.
Me and my mom, you know, talked it over, and she had some. She said permission. She said, yeah.
See.
The thing is she did fly in the chopper, and she was fine.
Oh, I want to say this about the whole thing, is that Kylie Jenner tweeted out pictures of Dream's first chopper ride to her 100-and-some million followers, And yet somehow her mother doesn't know.
That's crazy.
And apparently she doesn't talk to her mother enough to. Wouldn't you think a 3-year-old would tell their parents about something like that?
She's probably blocked.
I know a 3-year-old that would have. I just think she would have gone
why
home.
Does she, how does she not know that? That's what I'm trying to get at.
She would have gone home and said, Mommy, Black China, Mommy, Black China. I flew on a helicopter today. She would
Mommy, she calls her Black China. She doesn't call her
Hey, Mommy, Mommy, Black China.
I flew in on a helicopter.
China.
That's what she would have said. Right?
I would think so. I mean, this whole thing. There's so many weird things that you know, the Kylie Jenner thing is so. I would think half her followers would say, oh, God, you're disgusting. It's all about you, bitch. Is, yeah. Buy, not following, not buying your stupid shit anymore. But no, I'm sure she's probably, they're going, oh, my God, it could have been Kylie.
But here's the other twist in this Black China Kylie Rob Kardashian thing is that Kylie Jenner is now bankrolling her broke brother, Rob Kardashian.
I don't blame China.
Read these quotes in the story, Drew.
Oh, God.
How old is Rob Kardashian with his stupid sock company?
32, 33.
And Kylie's what?
20.
20?
21. Rob Kardashian's bills are spiraling out of control.
Kind of like the helicopter.
How can he have spiraling bills?
Sorry, too soon. That was terrible.
What?
Where's my checkbook? There it is. Because I always have it. Because I always have my checkbook. Because I'm always writing checks.
Because he owns a sock company that doesn't sell any socks.
So he's hitting up billionaire sister Kylie for some much-needed cash. He's taken so much off his mom and Chloe over the years. They just give him allowance.
I know.
Here's your $40,000 a month, Rob. So it's been agreed far and wide. It's Kylie's turn to help Rob out. Why doesn't Rob have to help Rob out? He lives in a giant house.
He's tried. That's not an option anymore. He's gone that route, and it didn't work.
Is there some law that Rob Kardashian has to live to a certain lifestyle?
It's Kardashian law.
I see. Okay.
It's a family rule.
Is that like, what's the other law that everyone's so afraid of is taking over the United States?
Sharia law?
Sharia law, yeah.
Oh. Sure.
What would Trump what? Sharia law or Kardashian law?
Oh, Kardashian law.
That's what I thought.
They have more followers than Islam. Right?
What's up, Layla?
Layla.
I think ML just got back. He's going to work on the notes, though, he told
okay.
me.
Okay.
A beautiful dog.
I'm not joking.
Come on up here, Layla.
Read some of the quotes in that story, though. I find them.
You all
really
know
funny.
Layla. Layla is a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
Amen. Everyone is united in helping him get full custody of Dream, if only to stick it to Black China, whom they all loathe with a passion.
So basically, they'll spend any amount of money to stick it to Black China.
I can't understand. I read that little story about Black China today and Dream. They referred to her as model, social media star, something like. How is she a model?
Black China?
Yeah, I guess she's a superstar model, or she was. She gets paid a lot for appearances.
Really?
I guess that's what they said.
Go Black
China!
She's a name now. She's a name now. People will pay her to show up at a club or something like that. I don't know. People liked her butt.
I guess.
I don't get it.
Hey, a black guy.
Ooh, China!
But the former reality star's bitter custody battle with China comes at a steep price, one which Rob can't afford. Kim will help if she has to. If she has to. What, Kim's not, can't
no,
swing
no,
this?
No. Kardashian law does not apply to her.
But since Kylie's got cash coming out of her ears right now, it seems only fair for her to dip into her pocket.
What?
He's lucky to have this help because there's no way he could afford the legal bills on his own.
She's a billionaire. Take care of your brother.
What a drain on the family.
I know. He's an anchor. heavy anchor. How did he get so fat, by the way? I remember when he was just a normal-looking guy.
That's easy. Yeah. Not doing anything. He was hanging out with Lamar.
He doubled in size. Really fast, wasn't it? Did it happen fast?
Yeah. He was living high on the hog. And eating it.
Starving.
It's just surprising when someone, it's like when someone goes bald really fast.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. It's like, wow, that was fast. And see it for a year and you're gaining
There's
80 pounds.
A slob. There's a real slob.
And he was black.
China!
There's one disgusting person.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 retail locations. The all-new SexDrive.com for the hottest stuff. Featuring quality sex toys for couples. SexDrive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas. Perfect for Valentine's. So shop early. Visit SexDrive.com.
Did you see the big box of stuff they sent?
Yeah, we got a big box of porn in here.
Did you go through it?
I haven't done it yet.
Do you want to see the one thing that had your name on it?
Powered by Lover's Lane. No, I don't.
What?
I do not want to see that right now. How is your lock of the Super Bowl coming, Brandon?
I'm still doing research. This is not just the type of pick that you just look and go, boom.
Can I direct you one way? Out.
What's that?
Look at the over, by the way.
What is the over?
The over was like 45 and a half. Doesn't that seem really low?
Yeah, it does. But
for these two teams?
I always think they know something I don't know.
Yeah, San Francisco's got a great defense.
Sure.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Good article on the Free Press today about all the ex-Lions that are on the 49ers.
Tease Tabor. Who else?
It's like six
Anthony
or seven.
Zettel was one of them.
Yeah.
Brandon. There's
Lake
the
and Tomlinson. Thing. Remember our number one pick?
Mm-hmm.
Remember during the draft battle? And everybody's like, who the? Who's that dude?
And I believe Lake and
Tomlinson. That was when the cheating took place.
That was the pick that led to the big accusation that Rico and Ryan's team were cheating.
Yes.
And that led to Jake Chapman storming out. was he the referee?
He was the referee.
Yeah, he was the referee.
He's like, I'm not dealing with this shit.
Oh, man.
Good God. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew, you can get half added. Put in $1,000, they'll add $500 for you. In fact, if you place a wager of 20 or more in the Super Bowl, you'll earn yourself a free entry into the March Madness Bracket Contest. Yeah. That's just around the corner. Plus, if you deposit now, they'll match your deposit halfway. That's free cash to throw it on your best bet. Last chance to take advantage, so sign up now. Enter promo code Drew when you make your deposit. That's promo code Drew to give your bankroll a jump start. My bookie, play, win, get paid.
I'm going to the Super Bowl.
They're saying today that the Kobe Memorial, which would normally be Staples Center like Jackson.
Yeah.
They're talking about the Coliseum.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Well, I mean, nobody's ever really fills the Coliseum, so I guess, you know. Well, 40,000 there. That's the problem. They're going to have 40,000 there. It'll still look empty. Just put it at Staples Center. It's the house that Kobe built, apparently.
I don't know. This is going to come off wrong. Why would 100,000 people need to go to his?
People like to go to things.
Yeah, they do, especially when it's a sports person. I mean, there's just no explaining the whole sports thing. Oh, by the way,
that's a nice place.
Before I leave this arena, because this part of the story is really fascinating to me, the girl Allison Morris with MSNBC, who said he played for the Los Angeles N-Words.
Yeah.
Do we have the audio? I only heard one thing. Maybe that's me, but
it seems like he was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers community. And if I could ask you to stay with us, we're going to go.
Who hears Nakers?
I told you the first time Mark played it for me, I said, what's the big deal? She said Nakers.
It sounded like she said the N-word and really leaned into it.
Quickly cast on the Los Angeles Nakers. Los Angeles Lakers.
She paused to go, pay attention, because I'm going to use the N-word here.
I know, but you don't.
One more time.
You don't think she's trying to use.
No, I don't.
Her time. Like, I'm just waiting for a famous black person to die.
Los Angeles Lakers. Nakers.
She does correct herself though. Yeah, like pretty quick.
She did not mean it.
It's a pretty weird correction. I honestly don't. I think it's a total accident. She's probably in tears right now.
Oh yeah.
And she'd be crying harder if she heard us playing this three times. But the bottom line is honestly nobody's talking about this.
Oh, it's on Twitter. There, I mean, of course, yeah, Twitter. That doesn't really.
She's
count.
Not fired.
No, she won't
shouldn't be.
I don't want her fired. I want to make that clear. I don't want her fired. A lot of people want her blown out immediately, and they're saying, "Well, they got rid of those, the guy at Rochester guys. They got fired for saying, you know, Martin Luther bleep day. So why isn't she fired?" Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, the people that are angry about this, they just want revenge for the other people.
Exactly,
who've gotten fired.
which is wrong. And what I think would make most sense is reinstate those two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
No, I know it's not going to happen. But why?
It's different because they knew Martin Luther King Day was coming up and they were plotting. They were plotting to use
that. No, here's the thing.
By the way,
what she said was worse than what they said.
Her slur is by far worse.
But the people that are very upset that she's not in trouble are mad because with the two meteorologists who did say the MLK incorrectly.
Anchor and a meteorologist. It was a news anchor.
Right. For those two dudes who incorrectly said it and they got blown out, there were all these people, all these pundits, that were saying, well, it might have been a flub, but you know that it was in the back of their mind. The racism was in the back of their mind.
And that.
And, yeah, and they're saying, well, how come they're not saying that about this woman? In fact, she works right next to Al Sharpton. But that's the people who are
well,
angry.
Well, she meant to say it to Al Sharpton. She was looking at him when she said it, I bet.
She finally.
I'm kidding.
I mean, she really bided her time.
She did the boy. She
show
paused
some R E S P I C T.
I just don't know why this is no big deal, and that was such a big deal that those people can never work again.
Is it maybe because they're local news and it's easier to blow them out than a? No, you think a national person would be?
Is it because it's MSNBC and they're normally on the right side of
ask
those
her,
type
ask
of?
Yeah, but the N stands for in that.
That's there's even more reason why she shouldn't have said it.
If
she,
this was
she
Megyn
doesn't,
Kelly at Fox News, is she just okay?
She's blown out. Megyn Kelly's blown out. Well, Fox News might stand behind her.
She was blown out for bad ratings, though.
I'm not saying who cares about Megyn. I'm just saying if this happened on Fox, would we have the same type of reaction?
I think Fox would back her and say it was a flub. They'd be stubborn about it.
But would the masses back her?
The Fox News people would back her. They would say it was probably a mistake.
And they would tell all the people on Twitter to basically fuck off.
And the local television should have said it was a mistake. We stand by our guy.
They had the NAACP on their ass.
And
they
the
had
mayor.
The local city council and the mayor.
And that's hard to overcome.
Some of the statements made by the NAACP, I just couldn't believe. You know, they need to do some soul search. He made a flub.
I know.
Anyway,
I mean, the sad thing is these guys can't find work now. What they have to do is they have to find basically new careers.
It
ruined them.
You know,
must not have been that good in the first place.
Lauren Podell, she doesn't work in TV anymore.
That's true.
I don't know what Lauren's doing.
Did she try? I don't know. I honestly
I would think she liked working in TV, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, and then Ari Shaffir, the comedian, and this ended up on my Twitter, which was kind of amusing, not amusing.
Never heard of him.
You've heard of him before.
I have?
Yeah, you've probably seen him here and there. He's very famous for, he's a stand-up comedian. He's famous, he's tight with Joe Rogan. In fact, when Joe
Rogan...
He's
on Joe Rogan a lot.
Well, you remember when Joe Rogan confronted Carlos Mencia, right? And they, you know, right face-to-face and they almost got into the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ari was there, I believe. In fact, he was talking about stealing, Carlos stole Ari's jokes. So... He's a dark comic.
Okay, do you have Ari's post?
I can pull it up.
Okay, let me do this first. Northwestern Tech is the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach, 10 and a half months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. Last year, over 90% of the graduates got jobs in the field. Where after a year, people make $40,000 to $50,000. After 5 years, they, many, double that. 90% get a job in the field. And the other 10% slackers, you know that. So
there's always 10%.
If you're looking for a career path or a skill and this appeals to you, which a lot of people like doing this kind of stuff, you know who you are. Northwesterntech.edu. And chances are you'll be working while you're doing this because it's 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. You can get student Pell Grants, student loans, GI Bill, all kinds of ways you can go with that. And Hall Financial. Hall Financial. If you're paying more than 4% in your mortgage, you need to talk to Hall Financial. They sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. Do we have any exciting?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we do. Do you want to know now or do you want to finish the read?
Let me do a little more. You may not know that right now rates are within fractions of a percentage point of their lows for the last 10 years. So if you're looking to get rid of some high interest rate credit card debt and get a lower credit card rate or interest rate, or you've got that high percentage on your mortgage, you want to give it a try, all you have to do is try. I mean, they'll tell you if it's not going to pan out, and they'll tell you if you can save a lot of money. And some people are saving a lot of money refinancing. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or go to davidhallmortgage.com. Go to our website, click the link, fill out the form, or call 248-308-5000. Let Hall Financial do it, and they do it quickly. You could be saving money within an average of 19 days. They seem to be doing a lot quicker. 10,000 five-star ratings, equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial.
Kobe!
So a couple things. I'll breeze through the stories. First, did you see Ed Belfour got arrested?
Yes.
If you want to call the hotel where he, when located, was lying on the floor clutching a curtain rod that he ripped out of the wall.
Belfour blows.
Yeah, well, we could
so there's that
over there.
Hotel. There's a story about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's weird sexual games. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
The lady that's spilling on it, she's listed if we want to call her.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
There's a guy in Florida who got mad at, I guess, his homeowners association, so he painted his house a bunch of weird colors.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, his neighbors are pissed. It's just a myriad of different bright colors, yellows, pinks, even the trees.
What a tick.
I know. And then the final one is... it's Kobe related. Did you see Mr. Peanut?
Kobe.
You know, Mr. Peanut died.
Yes.
Planters is pausing the death of Mr. Peanut, which I didn't know you could pause the death.
If you die, you die.
You wanted Peanut?
Yeah, but they're pausing it because people would go on Twitter and search RIP to read about Kobe, which is kind of a weird thing to search anyway.
And Kobe.
They kept getting stories about Mr. Peanut. But I didn't even realize, I knew Wesley Snipes was in the commercial. The other guy in the commercial is Matt Walsh, who's a comedian that's been in a bunch of movies. And we have his number if you want him to eulogize Mr. Peanut.
And for everybody out there, and I'm sure there's a ton of them going, who the hell is Matt Walsh? He's the guy, you look at him and you go, oh, that's Matt Walsh. He was the doctor in The Hangover. He was, most recently, he's been in Veep, and he got some Emmy nominations.
And Get Hard.
I knew I knew him from something. I just couldn't figure out what it was. The whole story was so confusing to me.
He's with Artie in Old School. He's trying to get into the fraternity.
Yeah.
He and Artie are working with Mitch. Yeah.
I just thought it'd be kind of weird to have him eulogize Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut's story, I'm just not that turned on by the whole thing. Although delaying his death is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But... You know, going back to Ari Shaffir, here's his post for Kobe Bryant's death.
So it's worth noting before we play the video that Ari went onto Twitter and said...
What, you want to have the audio?
Well, here's the thing. There's a tweet that he claims was hacked, and then there's... All right, I'll just go.
There's audio of him.
Wait.
He's saying it, his picture,
I know,
it's coming out of his mouth.
This is more of the story, though, Drew.
Okay.
The bigger story was...
What happened first, the tweet or the
tweet,
video?
Way before, yeah. He tweeted out, Kobe Bryant, 23 years too late... And a bunch of people got very angry at him, and then he claimed he was hacked. That was the story. But then...
good one.
But then he posted this video, which further enraged everybody.
As I know, there's always a lot of, like, hate and pain in the world, and there's always a bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. A guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is gone. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets. But anyway, the point is, dude, it's like...
Can I say something stupid? Why is he saying it was hacked? There's video, so he did that because, oh, I'm going to say what the tweet said, even though it was hacked. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Is he joking when he says that it was hacked to me? Because that's always
probably
the go-to bullshit.
But he deleted the tweet.
He did.
So why would you then post a video of saying that, smiling, laughing?
He must be joking about it.
He is.
He can't be that dumb.
Okay, this is how this happened.
But there's no context. You don't know that.
Well, I saw the post, and I tweeted out. I'll read my tweets.
And for the record, now he has gone private on Twitter.
Ooh.
Okay. I put the tweet up.
Take.
And let's see, what did I say? I wasn't really, I mean, I'm not one of these people that just wants people fired, canceled, whatever, but I thought this was really stupid, like the Washington Post reporter. I figured it was a joke, maybe, but it still, the guy is dead. It's not funny.
It's definitely a joke. It's how he does his comedy. He's known for
this. But it's not, but he did die, and 8 other people died, and so to me, it's not, I said, okay, I posted it, I said, this tweet's just rotten. This is what you get with freedom of speech combined with everyone having a voice, the freedom to show your ass. Not a fan. And I tweeted it at him. So then, of course, I get responses. He has a running joke to be the first to say something horrible when someone dies. His response to everyone being first to say thoughts and prayers. If you view it from that perspective, it's funny as hell. Read his other tweets. And then I responded, I don't think I'm alone in saying I'm not in on the joke, because I'm not. I don't know him. And what happens is when he does this, it goes to all kinds of people who don't know the joke.
Yeah.
And he did die, and the 8 other people died. So it's not, he looks like a fucking asshole. Anyway, I said, I'm not sure I appreciate the joke, honestly, but maybe all the clicks make him happy. Kobe and 8 people really did die in a helicopter crash. Maybe everyone's laughing. And then Will Sanders says, Drew getting his news from Alex Jones. You're in the cult, bro.
Yeah, because your link was InfoWars.com.
That makes it even better.
It's but it's a real it's real. He said it. I saw the post. Who cares where it came from? He it's not a it's him, his voice out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Serious crap. It's real. It's real.
Kobe.
So then, you know, a lot of people are similarly upset or
Oh, this guy's getting ripped to shreds. Any forum you go to, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, everybody is... I've seen death threats on this guy. People want him to be punished for these tweets. But he has done this for a very, very long time.
But and that doesn't mean that someone isn't going to be mad when he does it. See, I'm not mad. I don't want him canceled. I don't care. I don't even know who he is. I wouldn't go to his show if he was coming around. So it doesn't matter to me. I just saw the post... And I saw the words coming out of his mouth, and it sure seemed real to me. And I saw that his he was hacked. I'm like, you're hacked? What, someone found the audio of you and put it up on Twitter? Is that what you mean you're hacked? You said it privately, and it went... I don't even know what he's saying.
Well, I think what had happened...
But then when people were telling me how funny a joke this is, I said, well, then why is it down? Why did he take it down if it's so funny?
Why are all
like, I think what happened was he always does this. In fact, he has a huge explanation on his Instagram right now. It's really long, and I want to read the whole thing, but it's...
That's great when you have to explain a joke.
Well, I'm not on his Instagram, and I'm not reading it. I'm just bumping into this post of him, his face, saying these things.
Right. Yeah. And so, like I'm saying, is he's done this in the past before, and I believe what he did in this case was he didn't realize how big it was going to explode because he doesn't normally get a lot of attention.
You know, I think he, like the Washington Post writer, did not read the Nation very well.
Yeah.
Right.
This guy, you know, and I guarantee you, I'm going to see a million things this week where I go, oh, really? Not really? I mean, because people seem to want to say the best thing they possibly can about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And if all those things were true, I mean, he would be a saint. He would not be on earth.
Sure.
You know, this whole thing about girl power, girl dad or whatever. Is like,
what about us?
He's the first guy to be a good dad to girls.
What about us, man?
Yeah.
I guess you're a girl dad, but you're not a good girl dad like Kobe.
No. I don't have a helicopter.
and
I'm a girl dad.
You know who else is a bad girl dad? Rob Kardashian, because he put her on a helicopter.
Yeah. No, Kobe's the best girl dad.
I just think it's. I think the girl that. So I saw that girl that is trending in the United States. I'm like, okay, well, is this going to be a Kobe thing? And I guess Kobe.
No, there's no explain. I mean,
there's a video of Kobe talking about how he was meant to have girls, blah, 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 blah.
Fine. Girls are so cool.
Fine.
Oh, so I mean, he willed the girls out of his wife?
I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm over the moon that both my kids are girls. I love them. I love them both. I never thought I would ever want to have a girl. But
why is anybody talking about you being a girl dad? Why aren't you on TV?
No, I know. But this is what I was going to get to the point is, then if you look at the hashtag and all these people tweeting about it, I'm just sitting there going, who needs to put a picture with you and your kids up there and just saying something great about it? I don't know.
It's all about you now.
Mentality doesn't. I don't know. I don't get it.
Look at how narcissistic everyone has become. You know, this isn't even getting started on the people that, you know, so-and-so dies. And here's me with the guy that just died. Look at me.
Those are the best, though. I mean, I kind of like those.
Well, I'm amused by him, too. I would probably even put one up for the hell of it. But
so Adam Schefter, picture of him and his cute little daughter, and he just wrote hashtag girl dad.
It's like, okay, so you're just like Kobe.
Damian Woody, they're my world. Hashtag girl dad.
Okay,
that's nice, but why?
Okay, well,
why?
You know, I'm not trying to deny anyone a thrill. If this thrills them, it doesn't hurt me in any way.
I'm trying to understand it, though. I'm trying to find someone who got, like, no likes or comments on it.
I'm sure if you want clicks, it's probably a good way. Mark,
no, I'm
get some clicks.
It.
Go for it.
What?
Go. You get those pictures every 3 months. You might as well use them. For some clicks.
I was notified we're delaying the next set, so I don't know.
What?
I know.
What? Why?
You ask her.
Seems like you don't have an equal vote on this topic.
No. I was also just notified that I need to start locking our credenza.
What? Oh, because Charlotte's thing. Getting in
she
the credenza?
She won't stay out of it, yeah. Apparently she has a lot of paper. It's funny because I'll go down there. I'm like, I got to do paperwork, you know, pay bills and all that crap. and she has to do paperwork with me.
It's
adorable.
It's so distracting.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard when they're little and they want to be part of what you're doing, and you need to get your shit done. Yeah. But that's life, you know?
She FaceTimed me before the show to let me know that Annie pooped in the tub. But she let me know that.
Was that FaceTime worthy?
Come on. I love seeing her. She's, you know, she's a kindergartner now, so she's got a personality. And
oh, boy.
She's a cool.
It's poop.
Hashtag girl dead.
Okay.
I don't know who this guy is. The most important job. Hashtag girl dad. But the picture he posted, you have to click on it to see his daughter because the preview is just his face. What?
Aww.
That's not going to get him clicks.
Whatever. I'm glad these people are happy. Make some great parents.
Let's call. Let's see what happened at this hotel with poor Ed Balfour. He got too drunk again. This is his third incident in a hotel.
Starting to get worried about him.
He broke a window, tore down some curtains, got in a fight with, I don't know if it was a bartender or what, but it's.
Did you see his mugshot?
Yeah, he's smiling ear to ear.
It is a great mugshot.
Like, you should get the negatives.
I was just going to say, like, it prints.
Should make it his Twitter profile. And
I might make it my Twitter profile.
I remember,
picture.
Didn't Ed Balfour get the DUI where he offered the $1 billion? He said, get the $1 billion. So let me go.
I think that was him. I think he's overpaying.
What's the name of this hotel?
It is the Kentucky Grand Hotel.
Reminds me of a great story I saw on Locked Up Abroad. Mm. Oh, my God. It was funny. This guy tried to bribe the cops.
You know,
how much?
This is the wrong song. Hold on. I know this is their. That's the Blackhawks song, but this is better.
Wait, first, here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks.
I think this one's better for
Take
Ed Balfour.
The attack, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's Balfour blows. All right, we're taking a flyer on the. It's not that we don't cancel Gary Glitter. It's just that Balfour. It's like playing a best of.
I would like to point out Gary Glitter gets no royalties from us playing this. So.
Okay, good.
So it's okay then.
Ed Balfour, you know, 54 years old, getting in fights at bar. Oh, boy.
He's bored.
Hey, he's.
Thank you for calling Kentucky Grand Hotel.
I'm
going to help you.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show, and we've been I've been assigned to make an apology and find out what the damages are for Mr. Balfour.
I'm sorry, sir. I can probably hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, I said I've been assigned to try and determine what kind of damages Mr. Balfour might have committed and how much he wants to make things right. We're on working on his behalf, apparently.
We've already taken care of that. Everything's totally fine. So you're
going to let Mr. Balfour off the hook on this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's totally fine. So
well, that's very nice. He's going to appreciate that, and I know he's going to want to send you a thank you note. It was just the curtains in the window, I think.
Correct.
Okay.
Did he have an outstanding tab at the bar?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a lot better than I thought it was, and he will really appreciate you.
Were you working when it happened?
I was not. No.
You weren't.
Well, he will appreciate your magnanimous activity here. It's very kind of you, and he's
absolutely.
Said he's very sorry.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kobe!
That's a nice place.
Hey,
I don't believe that.
So I don't know. They're happy they got a lot of publicity.
Maybe it's a nice hotel, by the way.
I'm sure it is.
What do you think Balfour Blows is up to these days? What do you think?
Balfour Blows.
What do you think that Eddie Balfour does right now?
Gets drunk Hammered. A lot?
Yeah.
I mean, for a job.
He's a professional drinker.
It's got to be in hockey somehow, right?
You would think. If you could pick a job that maybe he shouldn't be doing, what do you think it'd be?
Traveling and drinking.
I don't know. Tell me.
Eddie Balfour has a whiskey.
Oh, well, that's why.
Balfour Spirit. So you're right. He goes around. He probably just drinks the hell out of this stuff. He's fighting around the world.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, hey. What else do we have for the Hall Financial Hotline?
Let's see. Do you want to call the people that had weird sex games with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell? You want to try her?
What were the games they were playing?
Former New York art student Ursula Rudenberg said in 1995 the pair enticed a group of recent art school graduates to a Zorro ranch by promising he'd commission one of them to make works for a new mansion. Already sounds like some kind of scammer.
So they actually went to the ranch and they were molested?
He hosted a dinner party and guests played a game where they closed their eyes and reached into a bag of unknown objects. When one was felt like a pocket of jellies, it turned out to be falsies, like you put in your
I don't play that game.
Big deal.
Oh, the fake boobs or whatever. Yeah, it sounds. The only reason I don't want to call is it sounds a little heavy, like who knows what else.
Then they were demanded to put those on.
You play to win the game.
This particular woman said she felt shunned for not playing along. I knew the commission was out of the window at that very moment. I could see it was a question of how far will they go.
I don't think
she knew that then.
Well, that's ironic that that you brought that up because Elric's down here and he's looking at our Lover's Lane pile. And what did you pick out there to take home?
Not to take home. I'll probably keep that.
You're not using it here.
I'll probably keep that in the garage. And I want to know, I want to make sure that that thing has a seal on it. That is one of those products that you do not want to buy used.
Tell us what it is.
It's the Farah's Double Stroker.
You like my vibrator?
Yeah, so that kind of clears up that whole issue of whether that porno she made was meant to be released, right? I'd say she's completely in on the biz.
You want that instead?
Do you
want
to describe both ends of the fleshlight, Drew? Because one end...
One's a wiener.
No.
What is it?
Says on the back.
Yes. Oh, I thought we had a bad circumcision there.
Look on the other side.
Could you have mistaken that for a bad circumcision?
You know what? That looks like a bad night. That's all I can tell you, depending on how that's applied.
Check it out. It's a sex machine.
So
the other side looks like it's somebody's butt.
There's a literal bag of dicks like Antonio Bryant there.
It's Farah's. It's
just in time for Valentine's Day.
It's Farah's double fleshlight where you get the V and the B.
Oh, so two people can use it at once?
He could.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you can't use it. You can't use the wrong end and the wrong one.
What is it from Silicon Valley?
Shoo.
Middle out.
Middle out.
That does look like a bad circumcision, by the way.
What else you get out of the pile there?
Yeah,
for yourself.
I'm not sure. I should be even handling these. If they're
come on, you have a Pulitzer Prize and an Emmy. You can describe things.
You guys are terrible at porn.
Actually, they call it Pulitzer, and I guess this would be something you'd also pull.
Looks like
it's called the jacket grip.
Yes, this is a fleshlight thing that actually will do the work for you. You stick it in, and then
it's so hard.
You turn it on.
Really?
It's very similar to the Autoblow 3000 that we all used to have.
Does anyone know if this works? Wow. Is anybody working using the jacket grip?
Zooves, go try it out upstairs.
Yeah. I'm glad that these are in the box. Not just these other products, but also I see Mark's Sexy Undies. Male power, men's fashion for underneath. It comes in one size, and you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute, they all come in different sizes. But this actually doesn't cover all that much of whatever you've got.
Thread it through.
I'm not familiar with these sort of products.
Yeah, that's the end of those underways.
There's clitoral balm. Well, Lover's Lane's got it all, don't they?
They have things I didn't even know existed.
Today you had Steve Wilson in.
Yes, in fact, he personally endorses several of these products as a single man of a certain age.
I noticed some are missing.
I think we should never put these too close to the free take one sign. That's
if anybody has them at Sean Windsor, because Steve Wilson, I walked him out and he did not have any of these items on him.
Sean might.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't. Sean's happily married. He has teenage sons. Though,
married
so
people can have use this stuff.
These could be
sometimes more than others.
Gifts. Yeah.
He borrowed a bungee cord.
Actually, I think the biggest market for these sorts of things are the married men.
It could be
probably.
Yeah, yeah. One of the best bosses I ever had was the boss at Sherwin-Williams at Kensington and East Warren, and he told me, you know, the crazy thing is when you get married, it stops. And I'm like, whatever, old man, that's really fun. And now I'm just like,
the wisdom.
So wise.
So you're not,
and I've actually tried to look him up, and I have as a
People should listen to old people.
Yes, as an investigative reporter, I have certain tools available, not like these, that help track down people who are hard to find. And I've tried to look this guy up for more wisdom, and he's completely fallen off the grid. So
just tell our audience; they'll find him. Yeah, just like my third grade best friend. They just
calling Glenn Oshnock.
Talk to him yet?
Glenn Oshnock calling Glenn Oshnock. That's Glenn with two N's.
He sounds like a fun guy.
He sounds like he'd have
a Chicago accent too.
Best boss I ever had.
Now, you're no stranger to boxes of adult toys either, because you've told the story.
Yes, you. If you've
missed, direct people to episode three since you've come back, right?
Yeah, maybe episode 31 in the canon, as we call it. Dongs in a box. Mm-hmm. It's about my experience picking up a package for my father's lingerie store. And basically just thinking I was going to go pick up a box and bring it to work, but it turns out there were some things in there that the people at the fulfillment center needed.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
That nothing had been lost in the shipment.
Oh, so you had to go through the inventory?
I didn't realize it when I went to pick it up, but by the time I left, I was, yes, I'll just say it's the only time I've handled a large pink dildo.
Is that right?
How old were you at the time?
24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you knew they existed.
Whoa! Check it out. It's a sex machine.
Well, now it's been 28 years since. I'm still, I'm a friend of Dill, I guess you'd say.
Well, check out the Soul of Detroit. Steve Wilson from WXYZ is on talking about old times. I love that. It's interesting how you guys were on opposite ends of the same story, attacking it from different places and following what each other. I mean, of course you would be. But it was fun to hear you guys talking about it on Facebook Live upstairs. But I wanted to ask you about a couple things. First of all, we had a story today, and I'm treating you as a journalist, of course.
Oh, yes. I was recently.
Fotis Doulos is a guy who is believed to have killed his wife. They had five kids. She said she left him one day. He moved his girlfriend the next day, by the way. Do you know the story?
No, I thought you just made that name up.
No, it's a real guy.
Pretty big story. Yeah.
He's in Connecticut, and she moved out with the five kids.
Okay.
And he was fighting her for custody because he owed her mother millions of dollars. She's really rich. And I mean, that's my analysis. I think he wanted the money that came with having the kids because he certainly didn't care about the kids.
I think I've heard about this story on your show.
Yes.
I've heard it from listening to the podcast.
So she's murdered. She's murdered shortly after that. And then he and his new girlfriend are seen driving around Hartford, dropping bloody clothes off into garbage cans and all kinds of things. So they know he killed her. Anyway, he got bonded out somehow. And tomorrow he was supposed to go to court. And they were going to, I guess, revisit the bond because they said his collateral was dubious. Hmm. He owes his mother-in-law, whose daughter he killed, allegedly, a lot of money. So anyway, he was probably going to go back to jail or go to jail. And he was freaking out, not about the fact that he killed his five kids' mother, but about the fact that he was going to go to jail. So he tried to commit suicide this morning. And it was reported multiple places.
There's a public service there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw multiple screenshots of TV. I don't know if it was CNN or who was saying that Fotis Doulos dead.
Yeah.
Well, he's not dead.
He's in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. She wrote a gun, girl.
No. I want to go to jail.
I don't like this tether.
It's really interesting that he was on
strict house arrest.
So now he's just hurting.
I'm hurting very badly.
I really like that they're saving his life so they can kill him later.
I hope they do. Anyway, false reports, he's dead. Anyway, this going back to Sunday when Kobe Bryant died,
right.
TMZ had the story, and I got to say, they're good. That Kobe was dead, and that's how the family found out.
Oh.
So, I know.
Wow.
Terrible.
Okay.
So, between this and the Washington Post reporter who says, you know, here's the rape link a half hour after he died, and she's suspended. Are there any rules in journalism left? I mean, should TMZ have notified the family
TMZ, not journalists. So, let's...
They break a lot of stories.
Yeah.
They do.
That's fine. But breaking stories does not make you a journalist because there are lots of – so the rule of thumb –
Wait, I'll take their side on this one. They I think there have to be journalists working there to break the numbers because they don't fuck up that often.
They do pay for stuff, though.
Well, they may also just have a tip line that's just jangling off the hook. But
it's not that easy to operate there. I mean, there's got to be somebody that knows something there. But you can win that argument for the bottom line.
You asked if there's a rule, and the rule is it's better to be right than to be first.
That still exist?
I don't believe that does exist.
Responsible people. Now, you could say in this case they were right and they were first, but there should be a certain amount of humanity there where it's not just about getting it out there first. But who knows? Maybe authorities wouldn't confirm that he had died. And I mean, it's a very competitive world, and the first up there, you know, gets the search engine optimization hits and all that other stuff. But you know what?
Well, they were right about Kobe, but the family, meanwhile.
How do we know they didn't kill him? Maybe that's how they knew.
I don't know. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that.
But then you have the aspect of the other, you know, media companies, the ABCs, the NBCs, that start misreporting things about how many people are on the chopper. Right.
Oh, my God. There was so much misreporting about
saying
this.
Saying all his daughters
incredible.
Were with him instead of the one daughter.
Because I don't think they do their own reporting. I think they just go, well, TMZ says.
Yeah.
And then if it's just a mistake, it's up. TMZ fucked up.
Sources: colon.
Well, there's a fascinating story I think you can find on YouTube about how CBS decided it was time to announce that President Kennedy had died, and the process they went through, where I think Dan Rather had it first, but Walter Cronkite still like, I need to hear it from one other source, and they got it through somebody else, and eventually then he comes out and
he wanted time to
takes
practice
off his
taking
glasses.
Off his glasses
yeah,
too.
It says there it is, but
he didn't have to deal with the internet and
right.
Twitter.
No, well, they had the wire services, but of course, people didn't have, you know, tickers in their house, yeah. So you had to tune in for it. But everybody was tuned into TV that day. Whoever reported it first, that's probably the closest you'd get to today's competitive news environment, is everybody tuned in to watch their favorite network news channel to see whether or not
the president had died.
Yeah. Well, it could have been
Uncle Walter. I mean, he was
Severide over at whatever it was, ABC, and was it Frank Reynolds at it?
Frank Reynolds was Reagan ABC. Being shot, yeah. And they fucked right. up. They said Brady was dead.
I remember,
and
he lost it
on TV over that.
Yeah.
But see, back then it was a big deal when you fucked something up. Now it's just like, now we know.
See,
it's okay.
The problem is us. We eat up the celebrity culture shit, so I blame us. So you watch TMZ, you're partly to blame. And as in terms of having some sensitivity, how is it, I mean, God, you know, I'm sorry for what happened, but how is it a big news deal that Kobe Bryant died? I mean, it's sad. It's a tragedy for him and his family and their friends. But this is not something where we have to stomp all over some family's emotions because, you know, if Kobe's dead, then we go to war. I mean, this is something where you could have taken your time and done it the right way because it wasn't going to affect the stock market or the price of rice in China.
I go back
or
to my
troops
but
start
might,
moving.
I back, go back to my original question, which is, are there any rules? Are there still rules? Or is it just, hey, it's every man for himself. It's the wild, wild west. Because, you know, Trudy and I talk about this all the time. It's a kind of a running joke. I say, gee, it seems like they would have had two sources for that. And they would have been pretty sure before they said blank. And, you know, a number of the things that we learn in journalism classes that are just don't exist anymore.
I think there are people who aren't journalists who are portraying themselves as journalists, and it's made it hard for the legitimate outfits to remain relevant. And I think when there's this stampede to put something out by some garbage outfit like TMZ, then the mainstream folks get sucked in because people want to know if it's true.
But ABC didn't have to report that five people were dead. They could have done their own reporting and said, we've got it. There's nine.
Yeah,
we might have been late, but we got it.
But everyone's on TMZ by that point because they broke it first.
You understand that. But when ABC repeats the details like they just reported themselves, they're subject to TMZ. In other words, if TMZ doesn't have any journalists, what is ABC doing reporting what TMZ says? ABC claims
they
have journalists.
I'm sure they have their same source. That's the thing. In L.A., I bet you TMZ has just as good of, if not better, sources than the local news stations.
They're probably all listening to a scanner where somebody dispatches 911 out there because
there's been
a crash.
There was a time
when people reported things for themselves. They didn't say, CBS says, go with it.
Yeah, well,
They would find out for themselves.
I think we're off track because I'm more concerned that this news, that the family found out about it from the media.
Yeah.
To me, that's the thing that's really out of line.
I agree.
And I say this as someone who, not intentionally, notified a teenager that his father had been shot by police, and it's one of the single lowest moments of my journalism career, not because I did anything wrong, but because how I felt. I mean, I reached this kid and I told him about something that happened hours earlier that I thought the police would have contacted him and let him know, because the way I found him was in the phone book. I didn't have any inside sources, and I thought if I can find this family in the phone book, the cops must have found it hours earlier. But if you've ever had to do that, and there's an art to talking to people who have been through tragedy where you can actually help them feel better, but when they're finding out from your report that somebody died who they love, that's an awful, awful thing. And I think that in our rush to be first, we've lost a lot of our humanity. So TMZ, why don't you take one of these devices here and
devil's advocate, though.
It really helps your credibility when the
but to that point of what you just
sexy
said,
sexy underwear is in front of you, the jacket grip is in front of you.
What you just said, though, how is...
Actually, no, this is TMZ right here. I've got a bag full of dicks.
Heart hard-ons is what they're called.
How are they supposed to know that the family hadn't been notified or had been notified? Like, how does that work?
You ask authorities.
I don't think they care. I really don't think they cared.
So when they get it from their source...
You talk about this on your show all the time where you're like, well, we don't know who it is because authorities won't tell us, you know, it won't confirm, mm-hmm. you know. Or we see it all the time when you talk to the authorities and they say, well, you know, we're not going to identify who the other people involved in the accident are because we want to notify their family.
Okay. Which is what they did for the other... seven people that died.
That's true.
Eight people.
And has TMZ ever given us the names of the other people? Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, oh, did they? Yeah.
Everybody's been named by now. Yeah.
But however, I mean, did TMZ report that breathlessly, or did they just say Kobe and his daughter are dead, and these other seven civilians?
It wasn't whatever. Even his daughter so at first. Yeah, it was just Kobe, because there is a fight now with this technology. There is a fight. You have to be first. Someone else is going to do it if you don't.
But Kobe is the story.
And
exactly,
it is. But you know,
that death has affected. Tons of people's lives.
No, it's very upsetting.
As far as I can tell. But yeah, his family and, you know.
Well, but look at all the people at the Staples
Center. He inspired a lot of people.
He did. Yeah.
Whether you like it or you think it's right or not, he inspired a lot of people. Michael Jackson, same way. And, you know, well,
I think the idolatry of athletes is one of the stupidest things in our culture, but whatever.
But it is. It just is.
It is. Yeah, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying, come on, folks, stop watching TMZ
musicians
and quit
and
worshiping
actors.
Athletes.
I'm not going to stop watching TMZ or worshiping athletes.
It's your choice.
Tell me you don't worship any athletes?
No. No. In fact, one of the jobs I was offered recently was to cover the Detroit Tigers. And I said very early in my career that I never want to cover sports or entertainment because I love sports and I love movies, music, etc. And to know those
smart
people,
man.
Yeah. It's a total don't go in the kitchen of your favorite restaurant moment.
Yeah, Ryan Ermani.
Congratulations and go Tigers.
Did not enjoy, and I knew exactly. I understood completely how he felt because.
Well, we felt
they don't
want
to talk to you, and that's his job. And he loves sports, and I'm doing sports radio suck too.
And
first to say, it's just not a 4 hour a day. Filling 4 hours a day with it is not fun.
But there are also the Darren McCartys who are genuinely nice guys.
Yes.
Who you,
sure.
You meet him and you're just like, oh, wow. Why should you be surprised? He's a really nice guy. I mean, that should be.
He's a human being. A lot of hockey players are cool.
Yeah.
I've always felt that way.
Well, my biggest idol was a hockey player. And when I ran
an idol?
To get in.
Oh, wait, idol? I thought you didn't worship
that's,
athletes.
That's past tense. I said was. And this is one of my exceptions. This is one of my exceptions. And I never asked for autographs, but I happened to be in a very extraordinary situation. I went to ask him for an autograph. And it wasn't a personal thing because they had no idea who I was. But it was just like, okay. Maybe it was the first time somebody referred me as a piece of garbage, but we'll get back to you. He didn't say that, but the vibes pouring off this dude was just like,
here's a bag of dicks.
If you can't die, just go away for a minute.
You piece of garbage.
But I did get the autograph.
What was it?
I'd rather not say.
Write it down.
Protecting your sources.
I just want to know.
I can't.
You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
I'll just tell you.
Just
the last
down.
Name starts with a vowel. Sometimes.
No help. All right, let me just remind people.
Oh, I know who it is. I know exactly who it is now.
It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNearD.com Start Something New event. And somebody's already taken advantage of this and picked up a vehicle from our friends at Zot Jeep, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. They've got 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a 2020 Jeep Compass Limited All-Wheel Drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. And they'll handle that awkward part, too, where they go, yeah, he got a car from us instead of you. You suck. Here's your old piece of shit.
Yeah.
Awkward.
And they drive away like this. Hand out the window.
See ya.
Giving them the finger.
They will get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out Deals, the Deals, and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Hey, Spoolie.
And tell them ML Soul of Detroit sent you.
You can tell them
or,
that.
Or Drew and Mike, whatever.
Yeah, ML's on with Zot 4 now. Look at Holly. Look at all the great friends of these shows on this network.
They're very good looking people.
Here, ask ML about this story that just broke today.
Detroit. Well,
I just want to say something real quick about the athletes too, though. I do understand why they're somewhat standoffish because almost everybody they've encountered now since the time they were eight
kisses their ass.
Wants something from. Yeah. No, there's the guys who kiss their ass, but then it's always sort of a who wants something for me and why do they want it?
Yeah.
And when I went to get this autograph, I was an adult, and I always kind of think like, oh, are you going to sell that?
Oh, sell it online, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Look at the size of these guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people may want something from them, and I understand that complaint, but they also get a lot. Well, you know, they get a lot of free
Prince
drinks.
Fielder, who signed every autograph, you know, it's like, well, you should when you make $25 million a year. I mean, he made a point of doing that, which I thought was good.
So, I mean, there's always nice people.
That. Yeah.
What was that? I missed that drop.
I want that.
Oh,
I want that.
All right, ML.
Love sports all of my life.
The soul of Detroit is ready to rock and roll when you finish the notes. So go upstairs and finish the notes, and we'll get it out there tomorrow, and people can check out Steve Wilson. I thought it was really good. I bet it's doing well on Facebook too.
We had a great show last week with Jim Schaefer, and a week before that with my wife Teresa Baldus. So
she
who
was
I think
great.
Wrote the story that you might be holding right now.
Uh huh.
Good. Yeah.
Nice job, none of you.
Detroit Mayor and Carmen Cavada's quest for freedom may be gaining momentum as a state representative announced on Tuesday, a lobbying effort to convince the White House to grant Kilpatrick clemency. State Rep. Sherry Gay of Detroit announced this Free Kilpatrick campaign. Free Kilpatrick, you know.
Gay!
But it's not free. It's Free Kilpatrick and send me some money.
Yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
That's the best
part. In a letter, she emailed the Free Press one day after the newspaper published a story about businessman Peter Karmanos, as heard on No BS News. By the
Damn.
Way, a very interesting show. Karmanos called Kilpatrick's convention a modern-day lynching on the weekly No BS News Hour. We talked about that. I don't.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to say he was unchallenged on that at all.
Oh, Karmanos, he made our show this week, too.
Mm. Damn that.
Mm-hmm. According to campaign finance records, Karmanos gave $100,000 to Kwame's Generations Political Action Committee in 2005. He gave Kwame a job as salesman after he resigned from office. Blah, blah, blah. But let's see. What's up with Gay Dognano? She's asking for campaign cash as she seeks to free Kilpatrick.
Right. So if you recognize that name, it's because she's the state rep who said her house was mysteriously knocked down.
And uh-huh.
So she's out. She also happens to be the running buddy of America's guest, Brian Banks.
Oh,
turn off the radio!
That is his,
is that so?
That's his work crazy. Wife. And by the way, with all this talk about sexual harassment in the state capitol, everybody's talking about guys going after women. I haven't heard anybody yet mention Brian Banks going after his
good point.
His assistant.
That's
who,
right.
Damn,
sued
that.
Him after claiming he reluctantly satisfied the state rep.
Didn't the state cough up a few dollars?
There was a fairly minor settlement of $11,000 to make it go away, but it cost taxpayers $100,000 because we had to pay the lawyers a lot of money.
Great. As you can see, I can't let it go.
But Sherry,
I don't understand why sometimes is that a big deal, and then sometimes nobody cares because nobody really, you know, this guy's cutting deals with Highland Park Schools. He tried to cut a deal with Detroit schools. That was your story.
Yeah, I know one reporter.
Why,
really
why is he allowed to just carry on like that? And then there's other people who do something, and it's like, no, canceled, done, period. Can't
I mean,
what is that?
Again, I think the public bears some responsibility because there are people who will vote for him. There are people who will employ
but
him.
But that's a known commodity. That's not a secret.
They're not voting for him anymore. He ran for state senate and didn't make it out of the primary. So I think his act may be getting pretty old. And when we showed,
but I mean, he'd done 99 things before that ever came out.
Well, you know,
The reason I thought of it was because this morning I was reading about. Somebody had sent on my Twitter feed, somebody I follow had put something up there, and it was a CNN conversation with Don Lemon and two other people, and they were really mocking sort of Republicans are dumb, you know, like they think that math and geography stuff is stupid. And
you hear it?
He also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world.
And Don Lemon is collapsing in laughter right now.
Playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer Rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there are y'all elitists for them.
He's killing it in that room.
You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling.
I don't want to be the smart guy in the room, but that's not how you spell Ukraine either. So I wouldn't be too carried away with how genius everybody is. But this is why cable news, and I hesitate to call it cable news, is garbage because it's not reporters.
Yep, it's pundits.
You could pay 10 reporters a hefty salary and their expenses for what you're giving Don Lemon or you're giving the host of any one of these shows. It's all about people opining and trying to score points with their base. So at the same time they're mocking Trump for trying to appeal to his base, they're out there trying to appeal to their base. And I'm just like, you guys can all take your base and shove it up any one of these fine devices that I believe are available at Lover's Lane because that's not how things work when it's just trying to play to 50.0001%.
Yep. Well, anyway, the point is Trump retweeted that and said Don Lemon is the dumbest guy on TV and has bad ratings because he was mocking Republicans for being dumb. And then somebody else posted I don't know if it was within that or it wasn't Trump, but somebody else posted the same thing. And it had a story about Don Lemon, who harasses people sexually and nobody cares at CNN. And it was a story about him at a bar. And I think I'd seen this story before, but not much, where he it's a gross story. He thought this guy was hitting on him. And so he went up to him and he's supposedly very drunk. And he said, "Do you like dick or pussy?" And the guy was like, "Huh?" And he stuck his hand in his pants, rubbed his own crotch, and stuck it under the guy's nose.
Yeah. Maybe he was just taking a hair spray.
maybe he was a traveling salesman for Gwyneth Paltrow's candles.
Anyway, the guy
thank you, Brent.
Took action. He went to the police, and a case was instituted, I guess, and Don Lemon tried to settle it with an offer he said was in multiple six figures. And I don't know where this thing is now, but I don't remember reading about this. It's like, that seems like a pretty big deal.
Hey, Don Lemon, squeezy, keep it easy.
Well, I mean, is that a story that I just missed?
I don't know about that, but I will say in the same way that people talking about sexual harassment in the state capitol aren't talking about when men are harassed, and I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just think
when a guy gets harassed,
it's not a big deal because he probably figured, like Trump says, this is what happens in locker rooms, you know? This is guys getting asked all this other stuff.
That was locker room talk.
Maybe it was because it was guy on guy, and this was guy on guy too. So I don't know. Kevin Spacey got away with a lot, but interesting.
Or it could be the liberal media bias. It could be fake. Well, I don't know. But
I can tell you, there's some stories that sure get a lot more play some places than others, and that goes both ways. But anyway, I want
if
you.
If you like to go both ways, we have some fine products here available.
We do.
Wrong.
It's just for the straight dudes.
Yeah, the male power underwear is really getting a lot of looks, no doubt.
And I will just say, as exciting as they are, the guy wearing them does not seem to be very excited.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to
all right, go finish your
pants.
Notes.
Yes, sorry for the shameless promotion. Please listen to this.
It'll be posted
Detroit.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Soul of Detroit.
Let me tell you something. You want to go right now?
By the way, today is the anniversary of the Challenger disaster.
Yeah, I know. Boy, that goes right by with no fanfare or remembrance.
I know. Somebody is pointing out that a lot of the Challenger jokes could be reused for the Kobe disaster. Come on.
I'm just thinking of a few.
Actually.
The what is this button do?
Yeah, that one's in there.
Head and shoulders.
That's those are the four, top two listed, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Those are the only two I remember.
30 seconds and counting. It's funny because I had forgotten yesterday this was being mentioned. That tomorrow's the anniversary. And then today I saw this on Facebook, and the jokes start. And I'm like, I don't think I want to get into the how effective the Challenger jokes are in the Kobe world yet. But
too soon.
Those jokes, I swear to God, I was in the air when that happened. And I mean, within a day, jokes were just flying in. I mean, people couldn't tell enough jokes. It was like, I can't even tell them.
Imagine if Twitter existed then.
I want to say around 2005 or so, we started talking about them on the air.
Here it is.
Or maybe it was around the time of the transcript. I don't know.
I remember people telling them on the playground.
Oh, yeah.
So the 25th space shuttle mission is now on the way after more delays.
How far are we from throttle up?
Right here.
This morning, it looked as though they were not going to be able to get off.
What happened?
Okay, pause for a second. I don't remember what network I was watching this on, but it was like exactly like that, where all of a sudden there's this giant cloud and clouds going in different directions. And it's like, wait, that something's really different about this. And whoever was announcing it didn't say anything for like, you know, like, and they're looking at the same thing I'm looking at. I'm like, wait, why are they not mentioning this looks really fucked up? Is this how it's supposed to look?
Then,
it's not what I'm used to looking at.
And it disappeared. I mean, the rocket didn't keep going.
No, it didn't.
Not looking too good.
So I it's sort of like the Keith Jackson and the Woody Hayes punch where he never said anything about it except this guy eventually had to, of course, say, yeah, I think something funky happened there, but I never heard throttle up. Did you hear throttle up?
So the 25th space mission is now on the way after...
Well, this one I'm
talking
watching.
Heads just yapping all over it.
This is CNN. CNN's live.
Oh, okay.
Delays and NASA cares to count. This morning,
let's see how long it takes him to say that
it crashed.
It just blew up.
Yeah. 15 seconds, it's feet the biggest seconds. Fucking explosion ever. Control room, hello. Look where that thing's going. It's like, oh, it's going back to Earth, and it's going
finally
up.
Finally, something good on TV. Yeah, cool.
That conrail's a little strange.
The solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle.
Yeah.
In an explosion.
Good coverage.
We're here looking very carefully at the situation.
What the hell happened that night?
Obviously a major malfunction.
Major malfunction. Okay, obviously a major malfunction. Thank you.
What happened? What was that all about?
It was like 20 seconds. I mean, we saw the whole screen was filled with a flaming
fireball.
Cloud, and there's nothing said.
What?
I mean, you think if nothing else, he would have said, boy, that looks weird.
Brandon, can you pull up like an NBC or
let's see one more.
Let's just compare them all.
I don't know if there was... I mean, did every single network do it back then?
Pretty much.
I think there were multiple coverages of it. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I remember hearing throttle up distinctly somewhere.
After all, a teacher was on that flight.
Yeah, Kristy McAuliffe.
Do you know her last words were?
What's this button do or something like that?
Yeah.
There it is.
Engine's throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Well, thanks a lot.
It happened just over 1 minute into flight.
Oh,
it's a recap.
What happened?
I'm looking for it.
Presumably, this plane was loaded up with fuel when this happened.
Huh. I wonder if that throttle up guy felt guilty.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
I know, but look what his order did.
They didn't throttle up. What was going to happen anyway? Wasn't ever going to make it into
space. I don't know. They could have just flown around without blowing up.
All right.
Yeah, I guess why not?
I think this one's ABC.
American space program, and President Reagan has declared a week of mourning.
That's going to be a recap,
too. I was going to say, yeah. I don't think Jennings was there. People were kind of bored with the program by this time, so.
They really were.
Unless you see some low-level network person, it's probably not the...
Oh, I didn't... Did you know Throttle Up guy actually made a comment?
He did?
I'm reading this article here.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here.
Now I remember it.
Young student of the first ever U.S. teacher astronaut.
Boy.
Moments later, full throttle and point of highest stress. A massive explosion.
I don't know. I keep finding CNN or bust.
You know what they kept showing is Christy McAuliffe's parents on the beach.
Oh, that was awful.
And they're like, yeah, something isn't right up there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there should have been somebody down there going, okay, this thing is totally fucked. We're so sorry. Oops.
You know what else is on the beach?
Running normally. Three good fuel cells.
All right.
Three good APUs.
APUs,
the transcript.
2,257 feet per second.
NBC altitude
4.3 nautical miles. Perfect. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles.
Yeah, Roger.
So it's amazing to hear how quickly the shuttle moves. It's already more than 4 miles downwind as we just
engine
heard.
Throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Roger, go with throttle up.
The shuttle mission will launch.
Boom.
My God.
1 minute 15.
There's been an
explosion.
No, this guy didn't get promoted.
Right away. Good job.
The shuttle mission will launch.
Boom.
My God.
1 minute 15.
There's been an explosion.
2,900 feet.
He was right on top.
He nailed this.
Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
This is not standard. This is not something that is planned, of course.
Thanks, genius.
I can see a solid rocket booster has broken away from Shuttle Challenger. That's what you're looking at in the middle of your screen.
This guy's good.
I see the shuttle itself. I don't know if it's able to continue on
1,000 pieces.
Rocket booster. If it's able to jettison
this is
that
Kent
rocket booster,
shock
able to return
neck.
Oh, great. Yeah, his career went well.
He's veteran space reporter Kent Shockneck.
Oh, well, that's why he knew.
Enough to power.
So he knew right away when he saw it. Other people saw it, and they didn't know if that was standard.
I think they just freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
They just turned to the
choked
audience, and they said, listen, guys.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
If Alicia Keys had been there, she would have been very valuable.
If it happened today, there'd be tweets all right off the bat that would just say,
Houston, we have a problem.
Thinking it's hilarious. Didn't you see that?
Yes.
Didn't you see that?
Absolutely.
Ah, no. Good one.
No, you cannot get everyone to do or say the right thing. You just can't. It'll never happen.
That lame joke. Too.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, boy.
Space.
God, that's weird. That, that is really weird watching
space
that again.
Space. So. Well, laughing. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, we're not laughing
Challenger
at the Challenger.
Get your ass to Mars.
Yeah, boy.
What was the other one? Columbia. When did that happen?
Yeah, that was more recent.
I was at the same time.
No, I was at Riff when that happened.
No, I mean, same time of the year. It didn't happen in January, February?
I want to say it was wintertime. I want to say
it was on a Saturday because Dina Santafani broke the news on Fox.
Well,
I
was way off.
I want to say like 2002 or 3.
February 1st, okay. 2003.
Yeah. Yes.
We have an anniversary coming up.
God, I would have guessed 2011. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't remember that one as well. It didn't seem like as big a deal because it already happened.
No, the only thing I remember is somebody.
Didn't break any new ground.
Somebody in the coverage said,
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, and then during the news coverage of it, they said,
your heart is necessary at this time.
Alicia Keys was part of the recovery effort at that time.
It was, because she just got done winning an award at...
It's the Grammys!
Jesus Christ. That was stuck in my head all day yesterday.
And a lot of people were having trouble getting over it, but then they saw this basketball player make a shot, and they were like, oh my God!
Kobe!
It helps get them through it. I know. We need the Bachelor.
Nice job! None of you!
We need the Bachelor chick saying, Kobe!
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
Something adorable about it. I have the... It is Super Bowl week, too.
Yeah.
Got the Super Bowl halftime shows ranked.
Ooh. Up with People, number one.
Okay.
Number two, the Michigan Marching Band.
They did a really good job with this. I have to compliment them.
I'm close.
Because they... Well, no, because... Number 31 is the worst. Now, there's been 53 Super Bowls, so obviously number 30 is every halftime show from 67 to 89. Because they were all stupid.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, they used to have a guy out there with a horn, right?
Al Hurt, was it one of them, the horn player? University of Michigan band. That was memorable.
That was Super Bowl one, wasn't
it? It's tied for number 30.
Yeah, all right.
Guess what the worst one is.
What's this list from? Just curious.
Does it matter? Rolling Stone, I think, is where
okay,
it came
cool.
from.
Well, that's,
does that
no,
make
I trust,
it better
yes,
or worse?
It makes it better because we'll be on a similar wavelength, I would think.
What's the worst halftime show of all time?
Janet Jackson's boob popping out.
No.
Up with People.
No, that's in 30. That's racked up with 67 to 89. They're all tied for 30.
Post 89.
31 is the worst. Post 89.
There was a... There was a Michael. No, the Michael.
Trying
Jackson.
Trying to think of which one had. Oh, which one people Coldplay. Were talking about how it sucked. It sucked. It sucked.
Coldplay. People hated that one.
No, it's Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
They were wearing light up robot suits.
Cool.
And they did. They covered "I've Had the Time of My Life," which I don't even remember this. But anyway, that's number 31. They said it was the worst, bar none. 29 after.
Did they play "Let's Get Retarded"?
They should have. I bet you they played the fake version of it.
That song is so funny. I can't believe that actually happened.
The "Let's Get Retarded" song?
Yeah. Oh, and Fergie jams with Slash, I think, doesn't she? Doesn't she do... No, not Fergie. Wait, somebody sang "Sweet Child of Mine." Oh, it was. It was Slash.
Well, if she was on
played
there,
while Fergie was singing "Sweet Child of Mine."
They did. I got a feeling. Boom, boom, pow. "Sweet Child of Mine." Pump it. Let's get it started.
Can we catch a tiny piece of "Sweet Child of Mine"? I just want to see how bad it is.
It figures that that was the Super Bowl that the Packers won. Gene.
Packers suck.
Because I remember a period where I was like, "Oh, the Black Eyed Peas. I guess they're really good. I just don't get it." And now I go,
no way. I specifically remember being an intern and hearing you say, "Man, I really like these Black Eyed Peas songs, man. I like them.
I
mix
some
bathrooms with them."
Ever said that.
You loved them.
No, let's did see. Not.
I'm trying to find it now.
I like my humps. That's a great song.
It's a 13-minute show, and you're saying...
It's the third song.
You're going to see Slash playing probably with a wind machine in front of him or something.
It's the third song.
Okay, here's Usher. Okay, I found Slash. Here we go.
Woo!
Great.
Sky Eye? Now, she's not a bad singer, but she sounds terrible.
I saw something. GNR could have played halftime this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if you wanted him to show up in the third quarter to do it.
So? That'd be cool.
The Pepsi Super Bowl halftime starts. It's just an empty stage.
This was also a time where Slash is actually playing his guitar because he's using a pedal. It's plugged in and everything. And she's not lip syncing. So props to that for whatever it's worth.
29 was New Kids on the Block, which, by the way, didn't air till after the game because there was a war report. It was 1991. They had a war news report at halftime, and NKOTB played after the game.
Oh, wow. What about last year's? That's got to be pretty low. Wasn't last year's terrible?
I'm getting there.
My God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
2000 was number 28. Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, Tony Braxton, and Tina Turner.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
1992 is the beginning of a horrible trend, and that's too many halftimes with Gloria Estefan because she was with the Olympic skaters.
Brian Boitano.
I don't even remember that.
Wasn't he on the halftime show?
He was. I saw his name in there, I swear to God. Number 26 is Patti LaBelle, Tony Bennett, Teddy Pendergrass, and the Miami Sound Machine. Why are they in it again?
Wait, Patti! She's not going to be part of this year's, is she? Because it's in Miami.
No.
No, but she had a whole movement. People were mad about it. They wanted her to be there.
She's bullshit. Done it
she's been times. It a million times. Yeah. 25 was Pete Fountain, Nina Thomas, Doug Kershaw, and Snoopy. And that was a New Orleans-flavored halftime from 90. 25. What? 24 is the Blues Brothers in 97 with Aykroyd, Goodman, Jim Belushi, and also ZZ Top came out. And James Brown, I guess, is briefly out there. But the Blues Brothers were actually the
really
the my name. God. Wow, 1990 was terrible. It's just the Peanuts characters running around.
It's awful.
Imagine them doing this Super Bowl halftime show right now.
23 was Maroon 5, and they made fun of him taking his shirt off, and also his "Can I play some guitar for you now?"
Yeah. No.
Travis Scott was part of it. That's 22, awful. I was surprised because I didn't remember it being this bad. Was the Who they said were very unprepared. I don't remember them being unprepared. They play "Bob O'Reilly, Won't Get Fooled Again, Who Are You?" I thought it was good. 2010.
Yeah, Pinball Wizard, too.
21 was
Tanya. Doesn't sound that bad.
Tanya Tucker, Clint Black, and that was 94. 20 was Janet Jackson, Timber Dick, Diddy, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson, and Nelly. all in one show.
Too many X. Can we hear a little bit of it? I want to hear it. Do you think the Who was this bad?
No, I don't.
I thought I remember them being decent.
The Who's always pretty good. Is that Zach Starkey back there? I think it is.
You know, a shot of him.
They don't look too bad either.
Hey, it sounds pretty damn good.
Well, they're playing too. I'm sorry, I want people playing.
Let me jump ahead. I mean, visually, it was a fantastic-looking show.
Pete looks kind of pumped. The suggestion in the Rolling Stone article was that the Who had no concept of how big the Super Bowl was, which seems ridiculous to me. That's hard to believe.
Well, they're British.
They well, a lot of Brits have played halftime.
Yeah. It's not the World Cup or anything.
Pete just did a windmill, by the way.
Cool.
I saw that.
That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I love the Who.
Okay, so then Tanya Tucker, Clint Black, and all those people.
Gross.
Then Boys to Men was 19. Timberlake was 18 from 2018. From 1999 at number 17, Stevie Wonder, and again, Gloria Estefan.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
2003 was number 16, Shania Twain, Sting, and No Doubt.
Wait, that 1991, by the way, also had, and this is going to be a name from the past, I'm sure you remember it, Brandon, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Remember when swing music was popular for like 2 years?
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did they do Zoot Suit Riot or something?
That Go Daddy O song.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. Boring.
Yeah.
Shania Twain, Sting, No Doubt was 16. 15, Bruno Mars and the Chili Peppers. That was just a couple years ago. Number 14, Diana Ross. How did she get up so high? From 96? I remember a helicopter flying her away. My ride's here. Bye.
Why does she get to perform by herself?
I don't know.
Everybody else has to.
Because it was a long time ago, 96.
Oh, I want to see the helicopter.
Yeah, she flies one in a chopper. She does watch. She's like hanging out the side, too. I wish she'd fallen.
Look at the fan, sorry. The fans. Oh, my God, is that dumb.
There she goes.
Dumbest helicopter ride since Jeff
landing.
Probst.
Oh, it's landing?
Yeah, wow.
Wouldn't that be great if it took her head off like
Vic Morrow?
Oh,
God.
Come on.
There'd be a band named Diana Ross's Head in no time.
Why is she? What is this? Why is she getting on the helicopter?
Now she's getting on.
But she's a diva. What if that thing just wrecked in the crowd or something?
That'd be a big story.
They would never do that again.
That would be a big story.
She's really hanging out of that thing.
She is. I know. It was wild. Number 13 is Coldplay. Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars in 2016.
People hated that one because Beyonce did the formation. Yeah.
No, that's not the one she was alone in. That's coming
that's not
up.
The one when she did
she
the
was
formation
with Coldplay and Bruno. That was in 2013. Tom Petty's number 12. I thought that was low. I thought he was better than that.
Great.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Michael Jackson from 1993.
Yeah.
And they said he did Billie Jean, Black or White, which I like both those songs. And then he finished with Heal the World.
I'll cut it out, Jackson.
My foundation for children.
Go stare at some buttholes.
Number 10 is Paul McCartney, who would be really pissed about being next to Michael Jackson. Number 9, Katy Perry and Missy Elliott. Is Left Shark getting too much credit here?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was the end of Katy Perry.
Kind of was.
She's done nothing since. She's gone all downhill.
But that
she
was
tries
one...
to put albums out and they all, BOOM!
She tried to steal the show from Dolly Parton.
Does anybody have more, is it more trite or triter? More trite lyrics than Katy Perry?
Does she write those? Anthemic.
Left Shark.
It's a great question. Does she write the lyrics?
Oh,
I think she does.
So. Does she?
I
really?
Think she writes some songs. I do.
Well, that's
maybe not all of them. I think she wrote most of her hits, though.
What's that called? Roar, that song? Here, Roar.
Yeah. The Stones are number 8 from 2006. Gaga from 2017
that was
is
good.
Number 7. That was a good show.
Gaga was good.
Madonna, Roar. I didn't think Madonna was that great.
Roar, by the way, was written by five people, including Dr. Luke, that rapist.
Number five was Bruce Springsteen, which
when he slid into the camera,
I thought he was good. They were not going to lip sync, by the way. Number four was Aerosmith with Britney in sync and Mary J. Blige. I don't remember
a one.
I remember honestly thinking, why is Aerosmith with Britney and in sync? I thought that was really dumb. Oh, yeah.
Because they were the biggest thing.
If
you're a 15-year-old girl, you probably love this.
I know, but they were really, the really big.
15-year-old girls are a major part of the Super Bowl viewing audience.
And they play this shit?
It's their biggest song. Ben Affleck was in that movie.
Did they bring Run DMC out?
I don't think it'll make the pantheon of great Aerosmith songs.
Did they do Walk This Way?
It probably did.
Yeah, go to the very end.
Britney Spears can't sing. Did they voice track her?
Well, there she is just giving Steven a kiss. Just a little kiss. Like this.
Where's Run DMC?
I think... Shit's good.
Yeah.
She looks really hot right
there. '01, she was top notch.
Mary J. Blige. She could wail. I could see her wailing on this song.
Mary J. Blige? Yeah, I could. I'd rather have her sing than Britney.
I'd rather look at Britney.
Beyonce was number three, which is like, what? I'm sorry. I just didn't think.
Whatever.
It's not for me, but whatever. Prince was number two, and U2 was number one.
See, I would have thought Prince would have been one.
I kind of thought Prince would be number
one,
too.
Played in the Rain. That was a kick-ass performance.
Yeah. Anything that wraps with Purple Rain at halftime, pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Why was this number one? This is number one?
2002, right?
Yes.
Huh.
2002. I think they played Beautiful Day. It was a hit around that time.
When the Super Bowl 16 was at the Silverdome, that's when Up With People was the halftime performance.
Stupid.
How dumb.
Yesterday, the investigation or the investigators into Jeffrey Epstein announced that Prince Andrew has provided zero and maybe minus some cooperation. Absolutely none.
Hmm.
And they have.
But he
asked,
told us. He told us he was going to cooperate.
I know. He's just so finished. I can't believe the Queen even hangs out with him.
Well, hangs out.
She does. She was
the
hanging
queen
out with him.
Hangs out. She didn't hang out with anyone.
She was hanging out with him at church.
Tea. Yeah, because people hang out at church.
I know, but he's like.
But he is a pedophile, so maybe he
would. Not be her running buddy.
Oh,
running buddy. but he was her rock during the Megxit.
No, he wasn't.
That's what they said.
Say that.
No, she leaned hard.
And, you've always mentioned that he's the favorite. So is it written somewhere that
he's
he was just a mama's boy, like Mumsy?
Yeah,
pretty much. But he's told so many lies, and they've debunked all of them. It's like, no, you did not meet Epstein in 99. You knew him in 94. We've got a picture of you at this event with him. And
I don't sweat.
And then that whole thing about, I went there in 2011 to break up with him as a friend.
Don't
as
sweat.
You know, all my friends I see in person when I'm not going to associate with them anymore. Even if I just don't like them.
I don't sweat and I don't dance like that. And, incoming 500 pictures of you sweating.
I know.
500
sweating
pictures of
profusely.
You dancing.
Profusely.
I'm sweating through my clothes. It's his damn climate.
So he can't be, he cannot be interviewed. He can't. And Prince Harry and Meghan, it turns out they were shocked because they're no longer Commonwealth Youth Ambassadors, and I thought they were going to get to be that.
Isn't that a blessing in disguise?
I know. I'm so
what is a Commonwealth
worn out
Youth
on those
Ambassador
dopes.
Do?
Nothing.
It's not a
job. Nothing. You fly around a private jet and you show up places and you wave and you shake hands and you hug people and go, oh my God, he hugged people. You
say hi, youths.
Real quick on Andrew, though. I did see something that if he does come to the U.S., aren't they going to try to...
Oh, yeah. They will extradite him. They will try to get him here. He doesn't
They're
have to come.
Serve
if he
him.
Comes here, they will serve him.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll never see him in the States
can
again.
Can we just trick him here? Like, I don't know, have some teenage pageant?
Yeah. Yeah, we should MC this to Miss Teen America.
Won't be able to turn that down.
And also on the Epstein front, did we mention yesterday about the warden getting a new gig?
No, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, the warden got a better gig at a low security place, very little pressure.
Great union.
Still no photo of him. I don't understand it. Not that I want to see him, but it's just really difficult to even find out anything about this guy. You get the name, you search it, it comes up a soccer coach over in...
It's such a common name.
It's not common at all.
It seems like they're trying to generate a conspiracy theory by having so many bumbles and acting so utterly insensitive to everything.
That's did you hear his comment when he got the new gig?
I did not.
Kobe!
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
So, people were, of course, pissing and moaning about that.
Well, he's not a good warden.
No, he's not a good warden.
At the very least, he's bad at his job. At the absolute least.
He had the most important, the most public prisoner anywhere in the world, possibly. And he did not provide him with an inmate when he had tried suicide, allegedly. He did not keep him on suicide watch, and he hires two complete loads who fall asleep and do web searches. They go shop on the web all night instead of visit, and they lie about it. There's a camera broken.
One of the most important jails, because El Chapo was there. You know, Avenatti's in there right now.
Yeah, and Avenatti's bitching up a storm.
Yeah, because they're mean to him.
I know. Prison. And I know we're all so upset that Michael Avenatti's uncomfortable in jail.
It's prison, idiot.
Do you think he's going to get it?
I think so. There just seems to be so much evidence.
I swear, if one-tenth of this stuff is true, he should go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, they're selecting jurors right now.
Cool.
And one of them acknowledged that he was influenced by Mr. Trump and said Avenatti was opportunistic, which he is. Very opportunistic.
Can you believe, I mean, this is really funny to think back on. When Avenatti first was with Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm. When he was going to run for president.
He looted her GoFundMe. He was going to run for president. There were a lot of people saying, hey, I think he'd be great.
Good lawyer. No one knows.
I forgot. I meant to mention this in the Kobe section today. And that's that I read this last night and I was like, I don't know. I just
Kobe!
Felt funny about it. Steven Tyler had a post-Grammys party.
Yeah.
And Pitbull was the entertainment. Pitbull was so upset about Kobe, he said he couldn't play.
What?
And then Gavin McGraw filled in. So I'm going, well, why is Gavin McGraw so anti-Kobe? What, does he not like Kobe?
Maybe Pitbull had a relationship with Kobe.
But so
you search Pitbull and Kobe. I'm just curious, how well could Pitbull and Kobe have known each other?
I have a feeling, too, that if Pitbull was scheduled to perform at the Grammys on TV, he probably would have found a way to overcome the grief and the pain. That's such as just stupid Steven Tyler's post-Grammy thing.
Well,
I bet you there's a picture of him at another party.
I've never seen a photo. I can't find a photo of those two together.
He probably needed the dough, too.
Did you know, too, Dave Chappelle was at the Grammys?
He was?
But he was late and missed winning his award. And I think what he said was,
Kobe!
Damn L.A. traffic, man. Because he was backstage, like, talking with people.
If you choppered in, he might... Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Too soon. Too soon.
It's crazy.
Now, the other thing about that Pitbull story is, I feel bad for the people that were excited to see Pitbull and got Gavin DeGraw.
I know.
And I do feel bad for him because they were excited to see Pitbull.
Gavin DeGraw, apparently he has no feelings about Kobe whatsoever. No, he just goes out,
he's
blows
white.
Through a set, or what, did nobody tell him? Did he not know? Is he completely...
I thought it was
is
weird.
Is he off the grid?
I thought it was weird he had that anti-Kobe song in the middle of his set.
That is really weird, isn't it?
I don't wanna be
Kobe.
Sir felt like, well, who's the butthole that sang in his place then? Why isn't he upset?
Kobe.
I don't wanna be Kobe. I don't wanna Kobe.
I've never even heard of Gavin DeGraw.
Really? The song was massively huge.
Well, when you said Gavin DeGraw, I just assumed that it was a country singer, and I was like, well, the country singer probably doesn't follow basketball. He's not country.
He's Canadian. Is he Canadian or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Doesn't Gavin DeGraw sound Canadian?
No, he's from New York.
Yeah. Same thing.
I mentioned earlier that I was watching Locked Up Abroad. Because I was thinking about it because of Ed Belfour offering $1 billion. Well, this guy gets busted for drugs in London, goes to jail for 5 years, gets out, and he's like, yeah, I got to turn my life around. And then he's like, hey, could you move this kilo for me? He's like, yeah, I'll do that. And it turns out he's a big adrenaline junkie. He just, you know, he just can't not do this. So he, sure enough, he starts getting cocaine from... Was it Colombia?
Where else?
It was either Colombia or somewhere very close to Colombia. And he gets it in these tents. It's like somehow it's cooked into the plastic of the tents.
Weird.
And then they have to literally melt it, extract it. And it was pretty wild, actually. So, you know, he's like... he's going to the airport. Yeah, I've been busted. I've been in jail for 5 years for drugs, and I bought this 10-man tent, and I'm just taking it home. It's a good deal, you know. And it works. And so he starts sending other mules over to bring tents back.
All right.
And he's making like 150 grand a month. He's just killing it. One night.
Stop while you're ahead.
He has these chemists from Colombia who are extracting the cocaine from the tent in this place he rented. And they call him up. He's on a date with his girlfriend. And they said, yeah, these people keep looking up at the room, you know, at the apartment. And something seems weird. So he's like, yeah, I got to go for work. He leaves his girlfriend. Goes up there, and he looks out the window, and he's like, okay, just vacate. Just bolt. This place is in another name.
What happened?
Just leave it here. And these chemists are like, oh, we're just like almost finished with the procedure. We can't leave this
that
here.
Much of it too, yeah.
Oh, it was a ton.
Is this posh?
But it was Pete? His
posh Pete. Does that sound familiar?
Let me see. Do you have his picture up there?
Kind of a weenie looking dude.
Wiener looking guy.
Yeah, that's him. Okay, that's him. Posh Pete. He was great, and the guy they had playing him looked just like him too. It was amazing.
Great.
Oh, they probably got that guy from the Aaron Burr commercial. Aaron Burr.
Remember? Oh my God, that is a long, deep, separated birth, but very accurate.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, you guys can do whatever you want. I'm fucking out of here. He goes, checks into a hotel. And the next morning, he turns on TV, and they're like, oh, giant bust in London, blah, 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 two Colombian chemists, blah, blah, you know. And it was
really?
A big deal.
Well, thank God a good blow, man.
Thank God he said goodbye to him.
Later, fork face.
So anyway, he goes back to, you know, he leaves the country. And I think he went to...
See ya.
Turkey, maybe? He got smuggled with turkey, and then he starts operating again like he does. And at some point, he goes to, maybe it was Peru, and he gets another tent. Gets his giant tent. He sticks it in the closet.
P.U.
His girlfriend's coming, and she surprised him, comes a day early.
Oh, great.
And they go out, they have drinks, they're rolling through this nice little town and have a ball. They get back, and all of a sudden, it's like, hold it right there! And so he's got his machine guns. And he said that when he was at the front desk, because I think he forgot his key or he wanted an extra key or something, and she said, you know, you really ought to just get out of here. And he's like, huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he said...
I must say that I pitched a tent.
And he just sort of decided he didn't understand. He figured it was a, you know, culture confusion or something.
What?
And so he goes up to the room, and all these guys with machine guns.
Oh, God,
so he's like, I don't have anything. And they go, this tent. And he's like, what? My tent? I got a great deal on it. What are you talking about?
Is it illegal to have tents?
So he
becomes very aggressive protecting his tent.
So they demand to get into the safe. And in the safe is $250,000. And he said, you know, maybe we could work something out where, you know, you just take what's in the safe and I go on my merry way. And,
brilliant.
And they're like, just no like fucking
at,
way.
Just like at Belfour, really?
Nope.
Well, good for them.
No, sir. So he got busted, and the girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend, got busted. And that was the end of her, by the way, because she got thrown in jail. And it took like 2 months to cut a deal to get her out. He took all the blame. But in all the course of, you know, you get thrown in jail, here are the charges, and they didn't let her out right away. So she was not very happy. She didn't realize she was such a big dealer.
She was the end of her with him.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that and
are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
So then he goes to jail, and he's like, 6 years, holy fuck. Actually, it was 9 years. He got 9 years. And he goes in, and it's like, oh, man, this is terrible. It's like, you know, survival of the fittest. What am I going to do? Because, you know, you need money for everything in those crazy fucking prisons. It's
that,
like,
and he's a little dude. He's not a guy that you would think would have a great life in prison.
So how is he going to survive in prison? Dealing drugs, of course.
Brilliant. I like the way this guy thinks. So you got to do what you got to do, man. When life hands you lemons, right? You know.
So he becomes a huge dealer in prison. And then
as soon as you drop the soap, they rip your butt.
And then one day, he's delivering this guy some spaghetti because this place just, it's like a little city. Yeah. There's no organization whatsoever. He's delivering this guy's spaghetti, and just as he's about to hand it to him, he sees a bullet go through the guy's head.
Whoa, cool.
He's like, huh?
Weird.
That sounds delicious.
Runs down to his cell, locks the door, and he said that.
Was the bullet meant for him, did he think?
No, it wasn't. Okay. But anyway, decided that I got to go straight.
Really?
I can't. This life is no life. I got to get out of this place. He tries to appeal and appeal and appeal. Eventually, they let him go home and serve his last 6 months in London. He actually had 3 years left, I think, in 6 months. And so apparently, he's on the straight and narrow.
So he's out now. What's he doing?
He's on Twitter.
Probably dealing drugs. What's it say on Twitter, Brandon? How many followers is he?
It's what he knows best, man.
He has 355 followers. I mean,
does he post a lot of weights and measure stuff?
It's not bad. He posts a lot about NASA.
A lot of tents? You have a lot of tents? Is he trying to sell some tents?
Oh, no. He's an advocate for recreational marijuana use.
Well, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know. He tweets about a lot about marijuana use and cocaine trafficking and stuff.
Has he written
that
a book yet?
I swear, Locked Up Abroad is a really good show.
Yeah.
I think he's got a documentary on Vice or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, How I Became an International Cocaine.
Is this on TV?
It's just insane. These prisons just blow your mind. I mean, you think ours are bad. And by the way, our prisons, I was reading about did you see the story in the Mississippi prison today? The one that's so undermanned and the inmates are running the asylum.
Same
it's
ones,
like
yeah.
one of those fucking Mexican prisons. It's just nuts.
I'm kind of for that. I've decided I'm for that now. Let's just get, don't have anybody run the prison. Just put people in there and let them run it themselves. Airdrop supplies every 3 weeks.
But wait, we just
should be a lot cheaper to do.
Yeah.
We just saw the documentary or the Dateline or some crap on Joran Vandersloot, that dipshit that killed two women in South America. And he was scared to death of American prisons. He wants to stay in his current prison, which is in, is it?
Because they have the freedom.
Peru?
Because you can do whatever the fuck you want in there. He knocked up a chick. He has a child
right,
in
he's
prison.
He's married now, too. Right. But and he's scared shitless of going.
Hashtag girl dad.
That's true.
She's a girl, right?
Is it a girl?
I think so.
I don't know.
Why doesn't he put a picture out there today? You're in Vandersloot.
He probably will.
Hashtag girl dad.
So, anyway, as I'm reading the story about this Mississippi prison, which is just ridiculous, they have half the number of guards. No one wants to be a guard there. The pay is terrible. Most of the guards are females because they just don't guard and they just need a paycheck.
Hey, why didn't they put the Epstein warden, send him to that prison and be the warden there?
Yeah. So they have five people murdered in the last, 6 weeks or something down there? I mean, it's just fucking madness.
Taking matters into their own hands.
And the governor said, yeah, we're going to work it out. It's all because they have iPhones in there, because all the prisoners have iPhones.
Yeah, and, it's Apple's fault.
And actually, they're filming all this shit, so the world's seeing, oh, my God, this place is a pigsty.
Prison rules.
One guy had a video of someone just stabbing the shit out of this other guy as he's running away, just stabbing him in the back.
Damn. That's wild.
I know. It was absolutely nuts. So I'm like, okay, what is the deal with this place? Like, how much money do they have? We spend so much money on prisons. It's like, it's one of the biggest things we pay for in the entire country. I look it up. $110 billion a year we spend on prisons. Mm. And this is the shit we get. They should be marching like Japan, damn it.
Thank God they're a lot more privatized too, right?
I don't know. Are they privatized in Japan?
A lot of prisons are. No, no, no. Here.
Yeah, it's for profit.
Here, yeah.
Well, profit prison. They get $31,000 to $60,000 a year a prisoner. Now their families
look at all that money they saved with those five dying.
There's families of five living on $60,000. You can't do better than that and pay guards more than some piece of shit salary. Really?
Pretty awful.
It's fucking brutal.
I think when they asked the governor, he said,
"Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk."
Well, that's why we need people like Kim Kardashian to get prison reform going.
She's doing a great job. Well, thank God she's a lawyer now, because she she went to law. No, she went to undergrad. No, she didn't go to undergrad.
She married Kanye.
She's in some special program where they make her a lawyer.
Yeah.
She's an honorary lawyer, but she has all the rights of a lawyer. It's really cool.
Doesn't that really sum up America?
Yes, it does.
A woman who got famous because a sex tape was out now has access to the president to get prisoners out and get actual real reform. I mean, I applaud her.
She's an influencer.
Fuck Ray J, now she's famous.
I applaud her. I mean, that's,
that's bad baby. Hey,
hate the player. Hate the game.
She fucked Ray J, now she's famous.
She really capitalized on all of it.
When is the bad baby sex tape coming out, by the way?
Oh, not for a couple years. 16. She's very young.
How old is she?
I want to say she's 16 right now.
She's 16.
Those boobs don't look 16.
Will you Google bad baby? I know she's got a huge rack, which is a disaster. I mean, just a disaster. God really screwed up when he gave her big boobs.
I think she
She'll be 17 in March.
Oh, okay. Well, she's legal in some states.
Yeah. And in fact,
she's got a new butt? 2 days ago, bad baby shows off her new butt.
I know a couple weeks ago.
I want to see her new butt. I'm guilty. Too. I'm part of the problem.
I am too.
I kind of want to see her old butt and her new butt. Well, I don't know what was wrong.
Before I clicked on the new butt, I just want to catch you guys up with the bad baby. How about that news? Because a couple weeks ago, there was a guy, Adrian Broner, the boxer.
Yeah.
He got in trouble or was caught sending her like bad messages because he's like, let me see them titties or something like that.
Come on.
And then everybody thinks that Chief Keef, who's 24, is dating her right now.
Can you imagine sending bad baby messages because you wanted to be with her? She's a disaster area. She's the worst person possibly ever.
I think you're giving it more thought than he did. I think you just saw them. I just saw them boobs.
I saw them titties. I just sent that message. Man, I assumed she was 18. I didn't know.
Direct messenger. I direct message no titties.
But now people are saying that Chief Keef, the rapper, he's 24 years old. They're saying that he's dating her. She's 16.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Wait a second.
I don't know how that's possible.
They're both huge public figures. How can they be dating if she's 16?
It's probably just a rumor.
That's ridiculous.
There are stories about it that are, you know, online.
All right, can we see her new butt?
All right, let's take a look at her ass. I mean, come on, see she's my 16. Ass. Shouldn't even be doing this.
Well, why is her picture up there online then?
Wait, she should.
Her new butt.
She shouldn't be posting.
What's her
stuff
old
like
butt
that.
Look like?
I don't.
But,
know.
Okay, does
do you think her dad put out a tweet today that said hashtag girl dad?
This is very inappropriate. Here's a video of it. Come on.
I'm gonna ask a really dumb question. Does the platform bear any responsibility for underage girls?
No. Look how many clicks it got. She's not under. She's 16. She consented to it or something.
Okay. I mean,
right?
Who's the camera person though? Who's operating the camera? And how old are they?
Her mom,
probably.
Her hashtag girl dad. That she does not look 16 in that picture.
I know
she doesn't look 16.
I tell you, she looks to squat.
This is bad.
You know how many pictures she's squatting?
I know.
We shouldn't be doing this.
She's look at all the tattoos on her.
What?
I don't know.
What's
wrong, Brandon? Why are you so...
I feel weird about it because of her age and because of this content that she puts out on Instagram. Look at this stuff.
Why is this okay with...
This is a 16-year-old girl.
No, I know. I'm...
I got news for her. She's probably not the only 16-year-old girl doing this.
I know.
She's so far from not the only one. All the big 16-year-olds. The 16-year-olds that have the most followers, the influencers, they're all doing this.
Plus, she's wise beyond her years.
Yeah, sure.
As a girl dad, I find this inappropriate.
I would bring up the platform and maybe some responsibility that they might bear for owning the technology, but we've already figured out that they bear no responsibility for anything that happens on their platform, even though they make billions and billions of dollars every year on it.
The rule that they arbitrarily made up is you have to be over 13, and she is.
I know, but this is very provocative.
I'm just tired.
I mean, they made up that rule. That's the point.
Thinking about this, it's so stupid.
What does her old butt look like? We didn't even see that.
I don't really want to cross-reference it, but I'll scroll down for the sake of the show.
I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking as a medical doctor. Well, that I'm not.
It's all stemming off this recent photo where she's, it's just a picture of her butt. And
she looks stupid, by the way.
The comments, where are your parents?
Bro, what's going on with her foot on the left? What is going on
Read
with her
more
foot
comments,
on the left? Tattoo.
It looks like, yeah, it's just a big tattoo. But this photo
What's her quote?
Oh, she is green blobbed all over her arms.
There's no, she didn't put one. She didn't put a caption to this photo.
Comments, Brandon?
Oh, man, I'm ready to go to jail.
Oh, God.
Dr. Phil, what have you done?
Hey, she made Dr. Phil.
Hey, baby, text me back.
Ugh.
Let's see. Is this a trap for pedophiles? Damn, shorty. Jailbait. Wow.
Oh, I like the next guy's kind. I like the way he thinks. This guy, that
What'd
guy.
What'd he say?
This one?
Yeah.
I'm 17, you 16. Only thing is I'm broke. We can make it work, though.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, God, this cesspool that is Instagram.
I know, it's great.
You're attractive. I'm not going to say anything else because I'll respect you as a young lady.
No, you don't.
Hashtag girl dad.
She won't respect you either.
I like this one. This is my favorite comment because this is what it is. She's squatting down and she's taking a photo and her butt is just... It's right out there. This is inappropriate for a 16-year-old. That's why there's the story. But anyway, this chick here says, this is me when I'm shitting in the woods with no toilet paper.
Classy.
Yeah. Nice. That's nice.
Classy.
Guys, she's 12 years old. Stop it.
wait, go back up to that. Yeah, no. She's 16. You guys act like she is 12. She is fully clothed. Mind your business. So she's supporting her, the ability to take that picture. Oh, she's very open-minded.
That's smart.
Lady.
Nobody wants you, bitch. What's wrong with you? Are you trying to take a dump? Let's
see. She squats in a lot of her pictures. It's weird.
I don't know. I don't feel
comfortable. I think it's because she wants to make her ass look
that
way.
Look at this one, Mark. Can my face be your chair?
Oh, God.
My face be
What
your
are the replies
chair?
To can my face be your chair?
Sit on a...
There's just no turning. There's no turning back. We'll never get to go in the other direction ever.
Underage, bro. Noice. Wait, is that what that is?
Yeah.
You're going to jail, homie. And then this person added the police.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Some N-words.
Yeah, why? What's with all the N-words on there?
I don't know.
Maybe they're black.
And you wonder why grown men post inappropriate comments about you. So much for pausing the social media.
Oh, thank you, Officer Instagram.
Damn, girl, when are you turning 21?
21? What, he can't see her without drinking?
I don't know. Guys, these captions are getting out of hand.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's going to help.
Thank you, yeah.
Hey, damn, I just imagine putting my tip in.
Into what?
Who said that? Can we,
yeah, let's
can
see
we
what
go
else
on the account of the person who wants to put the tip in?
He's just got pictures.
It's a troll account.
He's just got pictures of Japanese animation.
51 following 57 people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a real. He doesn't show his real face.
Don't you wish that people at least had to stand by what they post?
Yeah,
and you couldn't pretend to be someone else.
That'd be
or
nice.
You'd have no voice.
It'd be nice, like maybe you have to have I don't know a driver's license or something.
Something I don't know.
You have to dox yourself before you can comment.
This guy. Man, I want to go to prison for this woman.
Really? Not worth it. Oh, not worth it, my man.
Just
I'm
wait
just saying.
Until that age, turn 18.
By the second contraction, you'll be wishing you were home again. Trust me. Hey, the Super Bowl.
What did I do?
The Super Bowl is Sunday. Football's biggest game of the year is right around the corner. There's no better place to celebrate than Mesa Tacos and Tequila on Main Street in Royal Oak. Mesa will be partying all day with food and drink specials, plus hundreds of free prizes and giveaways, authentic NFL jerseys.
Great.
Free mile high gift baskets? Whoa. And even, even the occasional free meal? My, we're giving the place away.
Kobe.
Mesa Tacos and Tequila celebrate football's biggest day with the biggest screen. It is a huge screen.
I watched the games, the championship game series there, and yes,
it's a great
massive screen.
It's really good.
The food's good, too.
The food is excellent. Biggest giveaways, Royal Oak's biggest party at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Super Bowl Sunday. Enjoy fresh. Enjoy Mesa. And let's see. I think we're... I got a cold today. I need to get out of here.
Uh-oh.
I need a rest.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, really.
He's a sleepy guy.
I don't know what happened. Last night I started feeling the sore throat around bedtime.
Oh, great.
I hate that.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
I don't feel good.
I've seen you yawn a couple times.
I just want to fast forward to like Thursday because I think I'll be okay by Thursday.
That's a very optimistic
pussy.
Hey, Leon posted something that he was shocked at my comment on Kilpatrick's sentence on LaDuff's No BS NewsHour. Never thought I'd heard him say 28 years is too much for Kwame. Have I never said that before?
You think 28 years is too much?
Yeah.
28 years.
Okay, not by that much, but yeah, I think it's excessive. Only because I see murders getting out in no time.
Sure, sure.
I mean, you see, if you watch enough true crime, I guarantee you.
I know, but don't compare it to those.
But that's true.
I know, but.
He helped bankrupt an entire city.
No.
There are multiple accounts.
I'm not saying.
A decade.
I'm not saying she get 5 years. And he did turn down. They offered to bargain with him.
Yes.
And he insisted on going to court. So I don't have a ton of sympathy. I mean, I'm talking like maybe 22 instead of 20 or 28.
Hell yeah.
I don't want him out anytime soon. Don't get the wrong idea. But I thought we talked about that on our show.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, are you full in on 28?
Yeah, give him 28 more. Double it. Throw the book at him.
Really?
No, the other reason I don't have a problem with it is because there's no contrition.
No, there's no you're right.
It's a big
you're
thing. Right. And he probably has a ton of money stashed. So when he gets out, he's going to be living the high life again.
He's missing.
He'll be back in the
prime of his life is going to be spent in prison.
Because of what he did.
No,
affected a lot of people.
I'm not defending him, but
oh, here comes a guy to argue with you. Oh, the show
notes are done.
I was
upstairs
doing notes. Ask ML the question.
All right, I'll lay it on him. He'll probably hold up your end. Somebody just posted on something about how they were shocked to hear me saying No BS News that I thought 28 years was a bit excessive for Kwame. No, I didn't mean he should get 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. I'm really more in like the 20-year zone.
Yeah, and part of it is you stand your ground. 27 and a half years. That's what I should have got.
Part of it's because I watch true crime and I see so many murderers who get 10-year sentences and 12 years and 13 years. And I agree, he's a horrible person.
A murderer has one victim. Kwame Kilpatrick had 700,000 victims
at
a minimum.
But they're alive.
And some of them are barely alive because their pensions got whacked because of the bankruptcy. But the thing is, public officials, when you do that, there's a multiplier that goes in. When you're a public official, you get a stiffer sentence because you have an obligation and you took an oath not to do exactly what it is that you did.
Is he the worst public official ever?
No. There was a guy in
Cuyahoga. Traficante got 28 years, right?
I don't know, but there was a guy
and Kilpatrick have the longest sentences.
I think the Ohio analogy you're looking for, there was a guy who ran the Cuyahoga County Board of Commissioners.
That's not Traficante?
No. Okay. He was a congressman.
He had a great haircut.
Well, I don't think it was
Traficant, Jim Traficant.
Traficant.
Yeah, it was a wig.
But it was cool, though. From the Buddy Cianci collection. He is also.
What is the Buddy Cianci collection, please?
So Buddy Cianci was the mayor of Providence who used to wear a hairpiece, but he didn't just wear a hairpiece. Unlike most people who put on a crappy piece of Antron Plus like Traficant, Buddy Cianci had.
Why am I calling him Traficante? Like he had some special pronunciation.
He had those styrofoam heads. And he had different sized toupees on him, so it looked like his hair was growing longer.
Cool.
He would send the toupees in the mayoral limousine to a hairdresser to have them styled if they started to lose their perm or whatever it was.
That's a good use of a limo.
But yeah, so.
Well, you criticize that.
The great genius.
Well,
there he is. Well, look at that. Look at that hair.
The heads would put in
how
for fucking, mileage.
Mark, how fucking cool is that?
Pretty sweet. I like it.
But needs a haircut.
The reason why Kilpatrick got such a stiff sentence is because he was a public official, and it's meant to be a deterrent.
And to that point, the former
most murders, it's a crime of passion. You're not going to get that mad at that person ever again, right? Because you just killed him.
I will say that a murder does affect more than one person, though.
It does, but it,
well,
certainly
it also ends their life.
600,000. Yeah,
I mean you've terminated someone.
Right.
And you've really fucked up anyone in their life that they're very close to.
Yeah.
So,
the feds are looking at 25 years for the guy who got $6 million in bribes for Metro Airport. That guy, the guy that ate the napkin. Made the deal in the napkin.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a long time, 25 years, but he's honestly a public official.
I haven't given it that much thought. I just remember when he got 28 years, I was surprised. I thought he'd get 15 or 17 or 18. And then when you see the sentencing guidelines, I get it. I just
he got less than the guidelines called for.
Well, it's – but when did he go into prison? He was, what, 37?
So it's better if he cheated us when he was 90?
No. I don't mean that. I just mean that – that's, you know, that's pretty much wiping his life up.
But he did
his choice.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it's a really strong sentence. And Bobby Ferguson got what? Bobby Ferguson, who not only
he got 14 or
did what he did, he got 21, didn't he, or 20?
He got less than Kilpatrick.
But he pistol whipped a guy who has brain damage.
Separate case.
But he got nothing for that.
Now, I don't know if I told you this before, but my dryer broke down a few years ago, and so I would drive around in between assignments with wet clothes in my trunk to dry clothes.
Cool.
And I was at this laundromat on Chalmers on the east side. A very, 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 very nice people go to this laundromat.
Was Teresa driving around with wet laundry too?
No, I was drying her clothes. But
she realize that they were sitting in your car while you were going on various assignments, still wet?
She does listen to the podcast, so I think she knows that now. But I was at this laundromat in a very tough neighborhood, and I'm drying my clothes and folding them up, and I'm walking out, and a guy says to me, "Hey, man." I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" He's like, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I said, "Well, you know, I meet a lot of people." He goes, "I'm Kennedy Taylor." It was the guy Bobby pistol whipped. He was at the same.
Oh, really?
See, his story came around. It was a long story. But he's doing great. He looked fantastic. Yeah, because he was kind of sort of beat into some form of, you know, almost seemed like he had mental retardation.
Yeah, I got the impression that he was not doing well at all.
Well, that's always the way it seems when you're trying to get damages. But no, he had a recovery, but I think he's still affected by it. But he was he was a bodybuilder. And when I saw him, he was much slimmer, which is one reason why I didn't recognize him. But you may remember when.
Like Steve Wilson.
Ferguson was. When Ferguson was under the judicial hammer, if you will, there was a gunshot fired into this guy's window and no one could figure out. But Bobby, who I actually like, was a very bad dude under certain circumstances, but that was a separate case from the public corruption.
Okay. You do say you also like Kilpatrick.
I would say that I did like him.
Hit the outro, Brandon.
I don't like his crime.
We'll be here forever.
I don't like
him. Yeah, you two should get a room, you know?
What I later learned about him.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, he doesn't like crimes.
I didn't know he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he's a big asshole. No, I wasn't a fan.
If
I just
like those kind of things. We have.
I'm not saying either that the judge was racist or the jury was racist or anything like that. I'm just saying it just seemed like a long because I watch a lot of true crime. That's just my own personal thing. I feel like if you murder people, you probably should go to prison for a long, long time.
I think the best argument is made on the Soul of Detroit June 14th, 2019 podcast with Michael Bellotta, who prosecuted him. I mean, he laid it all out.
Yeah, and I listened to it, and I thought, I don't really have a big problem with it. I just that we were talking about it, and I don't know. I'm really surprised by Pete Carmano's feeling that, you know, he was screwed or something. I don't agree with that at all, and I hate that this motherfucker admits to nothing.
Yep. Amen.
I mean, it's all a big screw job, but that's his M.O. I mean, that's, and if he got out, I think he'd be back in eventually.
I don't know about that, but it sounds like you're getting close to 28 years. We're up to 26.
It's really about violent crime, and I don't know these child molesters too who go in for a couple years, 3 years. If you're molesting a child, I don't ever want to. I don't ever. Why do we go? Let's see how long you go without doing it again. Yeah.
He ruined the careers of good cops, and people did die because money came out of the city that could have been put into 911 response times.
All right, 38 years.
Kobe!
Now you're getting carried away.
Fair enough. Oh, and don't say it's the perfect sentence. You don't know that. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Is the government racist? Is that what you're saying?
Did I say anything like that?
That's why I asked the question.
Are you ignorant?
That's why I asked the question.
Are you ignorant?
That's why I asked the question.
You're an ignorant moron.
Mike, just answer. Be a man. Quit being such a man.
Be a man. You're going to question me about being a man?
You turn around and you walk away.
You're
going
to challenge me to be a man?
You got the last word.
You're a punk. I asked you to meet me one time.
And you didn't show up.
Bullshit.
I
didn't.
Asked your client.
Want to bet? You think
I
he's going to pimp
client.
Me out? Okay.
He did then.
He didn't tell you exactly what the deal was. Oh. Because you go running and crying. Let me tell you something. You want to go right now? Okay? You want to go right now, Elric?
Yeah.
You're going to challenge me? You're going to challenge
I'm
me?
I'm giving you the last word.
You're going to challenge me?
Guys.
Are you going to what's my what last word do you want, you piece of garbage?
I'm giving it to you. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you to clarify a statement you made. You have the opportunity right now.
Did I call anybody a racist?
I didn't say
did
you
did. Did I call anybody a racist?
I did not say you did. Counselor, you asked interrogative questions.
Get your finger out of my face. Get your finger out of my face.
Take the first shot, then, if you want to, counselor.
Get your finger out of my face.
It's gone. It's just my face here. I asked you if you'd like to say something
did
on that.
Did you just say I said somebody was a racist?
I asked you, are you saying? I asked you, are you saying? It gives you an opportunity to answer.
Am I
put
saying
it in your
what?
Own words. I asked you, are you saying that the government is racist? There's race in this case. You have an opportunity to respond.
Because
I'm giving you that opportunity.
Because of
you're
Mr.
Declining.
England's quoting Martin Luther King, that somehow implies that the government's racist. Are you that ignorant?
No, I just asked you if you'd like to say something.
Calm down. It's okay.
I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
Hell yeah.